You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
What's up? How we doing? All right, we're back.
Hey, hey.
With another live YKWD on a St. Patrick's Day edition for all... you know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
What is the fuck wrong with the sound on this show, man?
I thought you were talking about my joke.
Top of the morning. Should we be outside? It's a beautiful day.
What's going on?
Do you want to just record this on Lewiscope?
What? I don't understand what's fucking happening. Do you hear the clicking?
I hear the clicking. I don't hear myself at all.
You don't hear yourself?
Very slight. Very low on the Rattlesnake's microphone.
Let's keep it that way. I don't hear myself either.
You don't hear yourself?
Yeah, we're all very low now. Except for Adrian.
Minkowitz.
How's that? Is that better?
Hello? Yeah.
Hello. Is that better?
Yeah. Better.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Is everybody okay now?
Yeah.
Do we have sound in the chat room? In the fucking...
One.
Is there sound in there?
Yeah.
What happened here?
I don't know what the fuck happened. I go away for two... What?
Deepu's not here. That's what happened. Deepu's not here. You have fucking Scopo, who knows nothing, and you have Lauren, who's just fucking easy on the eyes.
Fuck you.
What? Hey, that's a compliment.
But you called her just stupid.
What?
You said she's just pretty.
That's a compliment.
He didn't say stupid. He said worthless.
Yes.
Not just stupid. Yes. There's a lot of other things that you could have read into.
People are saying the sound is good.
All right!
Happy St. Patty's Day, dude!
Deepu is not needed.
All right. I am Robert Kelly. I am the host, and I am fucking the captain of this vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I have my captain's hat on. Because I'm running this fucking ship down Funnyville River.
Yeah.
On the east side, motherfucker. Fuck the west side. I'm on the east side on the funny ship.
All right.
Okay.
We're driving this shit up to the Bronx, around the fucking horn,
mm-hmm.
and coming back down to Gay Island.
Yeah.
I mean, we're coming back down to the island to Funny, where Funny lives, bitches.
Now we just need about 10 people on the ship to move to the other side of the ship to make it even, and we'll
be
okay.
We saw that coming.
Yeah.
Because it was so wordy.
Off that.
I liked it.
Can't write, do a jingle.
Can't write, do a jingle. All right, so we got on the show today. Of course, we have Aaron Berg.
Where the fuck is Aaron Berg?
He's not here. He's late. Not here.
This is why he's never going to make it.
Yeah. No, he had a big audition today.
Mm,
he's the Heineken guy within the Heineken commercial.
He's a leprechaun.
He's a leprechaun, yeah.
Whoa. He has a Jewish leprechaun.
Wow.
Yeah. That's fucking a big deal.
That's cool.
I don't now
call that a leper kike.
It's not bad.
I liked it. I'm just not gonna laugh at it.
Oh, by the way, last time you weren't here, we also created two other bandanas. We have the race dana, whereas if you make a racist joke, you get the race dana, and then also the.
What is the race dana? Just a pillowcase?
Is it a Confederate flag?
Get it? Because it's a hood.
Ah.
All right. Go ahead.
And then the other one was the stupid dana. Whereas if you say
is that
you're
just
stupid.
Your t-shirt? Because you're dumb. Hey, Lewis is dumb. He's dumb, he's dumb, he's dumb. He's dumb as dumb as dumb. He steps in puddles.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, if you want to save a bad joke, just do a jingle. Works every time.
I think Mark actually said that, not you. But I'm glad you took it over as yours, as you do with a lot of things. It's a podcast about... All right, anyways. Hey, ho, whoa. Is that eyebrow sweat you just flicked at me?
Yeah.
Come on, son. Those are fighting words. All right, we got Mark. Let's go to the new guy here. Antoine. Antonio. And what the fuck is your
Adrian.
Name?
Adrian.
Huh?
Adrian. Adrian.
Adrian.
Adrian.
Adrian. He's Adrian. But here it's impossible to speak one word in Spanish, so it's Adrian.
Now, this is a character? Are you working on
no,
something?
No, we should tell to people that the iPhones are working well. I speak like this.
Jeez, I'd rather have Will on right now. What the fuck did you just say? And why do I want to fuck you when you say it?
He's not attractive, but because of my accent.
He really is. He's a fucking
accent.
Pablo Escobar, but when he starts talking,
yeah.
He's fucking Antonio Banderas. He's a fat desperado. So where are you from?
Argentina, from Buenos Aires.
Oh, bueno, that's with a B, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Buenos Aires.
So you have Zika.
Yeah, we don't, I think.
Oh, really?
Maybe in the north of Argentina. I don't live there anymore.
You'll get it, but your country's rich.
Yeah. Rich in what? In financial crisis.
Richer than Brazil. Rich.
Right now, yeah.
Really? The economy's good?
Thousands of Brazilians that were in the streets asking for the president to
I didn't
quit.
Hear yeah, what I, the fuck. I don't know what you just said.
Yeah. I don't know what my pussy's wet. That's about it.
Mine is.
Yeah.
Waterfall!
Now my chair's wet.
That's Hurricane Katrina.
What do you think we got these oranges?
Lock me up.
Whoa.
Just kidding.
Got those oranges.
Doesn't work all the time, apparently.
You're right, doesn't
it? you can't clap all. Anyways, of course, we got Luis J. Gomez, the rattlesnake, the Joan Jett of comedy, the fucking assassin of laughs, the fucking hashtag.
The show.
The show from Legion of Skanks, from the Real Ass Dude podcast, from Hammer Fisting, and from.
The countdown of SiriusXM Rush 93.
God, I'm tired. Jesus Christ. You're like a fucking road middle hack with a lot of credits. This guy's done Evening at the Improv 3 times. He was on Friday Night Videos, and he did the show with Rosie O'Donnell. Give it up for Who Gives a Shit.
That is the worst when they give you a scroll.
That was like, pretty funny, man.
Did you like that one?
I don't like it. Joe, I don't like it because he was the reason you didn't get the bomb Dana for that fucking diatribe.
I got a laugh from fucking my friend over here.
Yeah, Nervous Norman's going to laugh at everything you
is
say.
Is that his name?
Nervous Norman, yeah.
He is the furthest thing from nervous. If anything, he's too confident.
Very confident in life.
Yeah, way too confident for his material. Yeah,
until Sherrod Small has him pressed up against a wall at the Comedy Cellar.
Oh, God. Fucking, we have to go through that again?
Yeah.
Come on. That wasn't fun, was it? Did your dick get hard a little?
You can fix the crick in my neck.
And then, of course, we have Mark Norman, who is one of my favorites.
Good to be back.
It's and we got Scopo, and we got my Kelly 2.0, Lauren. Yeah, she's looking good. I was telling her, I don't know what her boobs are. Some weeks they're massive. Now this week they're like 1978. She got my mom's tits this week.
Right.
And well,
it depends on the bra and the time of the month.
Really? Do you have big boobies or what size are your boobies?
They're like a full C.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, like a
that's
C.
A Jersey titty right there.
Yeah, I love a C. Yeah. One's a C and one's a B from here.
Yeah.
Really is.
Are you talking about my tits or hers?
Hey,
Bobby makes fat jokes. All right, well, not all jingles work. Apparently that jingle fucking trick doesn't work all the
Let's
time.
Let's kill this jingle bit, guys.
Good Lord, yes.
Well, I'm very fascinated that about I don't understand. Did you do comedy? You must, because your accent, you did comedy in Argentina.
Yeah.
They have comedy clubs there?
Only one. I would say that they're all shows in theaters.
So why
I was one of the first guys to have an hour show.
Wow.
2007-08.
He's the most famous comic in Argentina.
I really do. I mean, I don't know if you can. Are you famous there?
No, I'm one of the comedians that is that has more name or something like that. But then
why would you come here if you're fucking making money there? And their money's like shittier than our money. Why don't you stay there?
It was
no
kind of exactly. I think was pretty. Now it's growing. Like now they have TV also. But I left in 2008.
They got TV within the past 10 years.
Stand up TV, motherfucker.
We got water now.
They have electricity in the
aircon. Aircon. It was too hot
in
down
the favela. They have electricity. Where now comedy? Everything is
the people live past 40 now. It's very nice. Very nice to be a
now that the cartels are no longer in control of television.
Okay, this will be long 2 hours.
We got flu shots.
This is going to be a long. This is going to listen, dude.
This will be long.
Yeah, but then at the end you kill all of us.
That was my plan. In the coffee. It's in the coffee. Chris Coppo is helping me.
Whoa.
So,
hang on 1 second. Hey, welcome to America. Put that right on your face.
I take it, motherfucker.
Put that on you. That's the bomb bandana.
That's
the welcome
bomb
to the show. Put that on your microphone.
What did you do with these?
Lewis, tell him.
Every time you tell a bad
Lewis,
joke.
Speak Spanish.
I take it. I take it. I take it home.
Yeah, no,
don't
listen.
Take it home.
My family will like it.
Put it on your microphone. You put it on
this
your
is
mic.
Pretty big. It's kind of like to do a tent.
Yeah. In this country, they patch the walls with that.
No, put that on your microphone. Explain to him, would you?
Yeah, if you bomb a joke, you get the bomb dana.
No, you'd have to put it over it. Okay. Just around it. No, not over it.
Jesus Christ.
I suppose that you cannot talk.
There you go.
No, it's just so the fans watching know who had the last shitty joke.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'll get it back.
We'll all get it.
We'll all get it.
So anyway, I left and I started doing stand-up in Spain. They have a much bigger market there. Like
they
have TV. They have TV there.
Yeah, they have
so,
the Black Hoof Pig, too.
No, they have a Comedy Central and Paramount, and so you can tour all around the country with an hour show.
Right, yeah.
A lot, like 30, 40 gigs.
And now, can I ask you a question? You do 30 or 40 gigs. Now, are you getting great money?
You get something like
you don't have to tell me. But is it thousands?
I want to know exactly.
It depends if you tour. Yeah.
How
much for an hour? If you're doing an hour, 30 shows, you're making $3,000 a night. €3,000.
No.
€1,000.
No. Yeah. Well, yeah, you could. Yeah, you could, depending on the gig.
Okay.
I would say that the floor is €300-400 for
a theater show.
Or a bar show.
Or a bar show.
That's about the same here for.
Okay, so now you go around there, you do all this stuff in Spain, and then what makes you come to New York City? The motherfucking.
Chance. I translated 5 minutes in English, and I went to a mic, and someone saw me and said, well, you could do this here. So I came there 10 months after I did it again. Someone saw me until in 2011 I passed the comic strip. And then I got an artist visa, the O-1 visa, for 3 years.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't he come here? I mean, he's got the accent. He's a minority. It's a huge thing.
Yeah, I tell you.
Show
there
tomorrow.
He is. Look at him.
100%.
I'll tell you this.
Wait, was that the Heineken leprechaun?
Yeah, he's going to change into his outfit.
Oh, please do. Good Lord. Love to see a jig.
Excuse me.
We don't have black guys on the show.
Jesus. Lewis.
What?
That's the racist Dana.
Can you learn how to be subtle with a
race? Can I get the race Dana?
Can you? Where is it? Hey. Can you fucking be subtle with your racist joke?
Oh, that's right. It's yellow. It's the chink Dana.
Forget it.
Right.
I'm not even talking to you.
What?
You really are just
what?
Tanking
dude,
your career.
No one's safe.
No. Hey, so it is true, though.
He's a shoo-in.
Well, nowadays, you have to fucking, every show, it has to have a minority.
Yeah.
It's fucking, that's it.
It's crazy.
That's it. If you're a TV show, you have to have minorities in it.
Yes.
That's it.
We were just talking about how Grease, they did a replay of Grease and they had like black characters. It's the 50s.
Wasn't it all black characters?
No.
Well, also at the same time, there are too many comedians now. It's if you're a white dude between 20 and 50, you really need a very special voice.
You need a hook or something.
Yeah.
It sucks.
So with me, I don't feel that it's like that. I feel that no one is looking for an Argentinian comedian, but then when they look, it's only one.
No one's looking for a comedian that you can't understand any of his jokes.
Take the bomb. Take the bomb.
That's Indians. What are you fucking?
Wow.
Aaron Berg is at the fucking table.
Entered during the Muriel boat lift.
First of all, dude, fuck you.
Thanks,
and whatever
man.
You're wearing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Don't fucking flex thanks, your titties. Look at Lauren's all fucking hot and bothered now. Look
where
at you.
Oh,
what do you think? Where is she? She's right over here.
Good to see you. I didn't see you behind that screen.
What does that mean? What does that fucking that symbol mean?
White power.
No. it's Trump
it's
for
Hebrew.
President.
Yeah, it's Hebrew.
No, I know it's Hebrew.
It's to life. L'chaim. To life.
L'chaim. 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 Amotzi lech.
Yeah, you got it.
I got it. Shabbat shalom.
You look good, Bert.
Yeah, you look real good, dude. Fuck you.
Hey, my cholesterol.
Bert just got engaged.
Yeah.
Whoa!
What's his name?
He works at William Morris. He promised me citizenship.
And a Heineken commercial.
Yeah, and a Heineken spot.
You're a leprechaun.
I got engaged like 3 weeks ago.
Hey, congratulations, man.
Congrats, man.
Wow. Yeah,
that's awesome, man.
Congratulations.
Now how'd you ask her?
I wrote a letter, like, not a letter, like...
What are you, Queen?
Please find this.
What are you, Abe Lincoln?
Yeah.
I met you one time under an apple tree. And that day, I knew you were to be mine. Why'd you write her in cursive or print?
In print, but my print handwriting's not that good, so I just wrote, like, a
like
list of all the things that I love about her.
Stop, 1 second.
Yeah.
You didn't fucking, like, type it out, you wrote it?
Yeah, I wrote it.
Can I see your print?
It's really bad.
Can I Bobby. See what it looks like?
Yeah, give me
so, some. So when she shows your kid later in life, your kid's going to be like, what retard wrote this
yeah.
to you?
Yeah. So the point was, at the end of it, I wrote this list of everything I loved about her, and then it said more to come, but she couldn't read it, and she goes, more taco me? And then she started laughing, and then I gave her the ring, and then she said yes. And now it's a debacle trying to plan a wedding. I thought you just get engaged and you go get married.
No, it's a
big fucking to do.
I'll tell you when I did
man.
You got married?
Yeah. That was a worse proposal than mine. And mine was bad. I tried to kill her.
Why are you judging?
I literally tried.
When he gets married, they have to kill animals.
Yeah.
I slaughtered three goats in front of her and drank the blood.
What are you, Count Dracula? None of us do accents.
Dan Soder.
Yeah, listen.
Soder, we need him.
Count Dracula. I tried to drink the blood. He's from Argentina, not Transylvania, you all fucking right. Hebe.
So, yeah, because we were traveling back and forth. My wife is Norwegian.
Oh
wow!
Yeah.
So
you fucking asshole.
At some moment, I thought, well, fuck it, I will propose, and I bought a ring in Argentina, and we met in Istanbul. We met in Turkey.
You went out and you fucking found that stone in the mountains of your country, didn't you?
Yeah,
I went there. I was hunting, and I was hunting animals, and I went for the stone. That's a perfect stone. Anyway.
What are you? Why are you Jewish now?
Yeah, I can't get it.
You can't even do your own accent.
I am Jewish.
I was in the stone, Jewish. And I said, what? What do you want? I will give this to my wife if you tell the jaguar to back off.
What the fuck happened to you?
Wait, are you Jewish?
I am.
Oh, whoa!
What?
Is it mixing it
dude,
up?
Dude, L'chaim.
Yeah.
Are you really?
He's on that side.
There are a lot of Jewish people in Argentina.
Not a lot.
I think it's a third or fourth population.
I thought he was going to say 30. Yeah. I think there's 30 or 40.
here's why that fascinates me. Because when you think of Jewish people, you forget it's a religion. You know what I mean? You think, oh, you're Jewish. That's not a people. That's
disease.
A religion. You know, Jesus Christ, Lewis. What the fuck, man?
What? I'm being honest. That's what this is about, this show. Honest conversation.
So it is weird that there are, of course, there's Christians. You think, I would think you guys would be more Christian because they conquered you back in the day.
Listen, we have Christians, we have Jewish, and we have Nazis in the South.
You have Nazis?
Ooh.
What do you mean Nazis?
South America got a lot of Nazis.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't fucking know that.
Oh, yeah. That's good. It's very diverse.
Wait a minute. Stop. Are they Nazis?
I don't remember the last time. Well, what was the
didn't
name
they have
of this famous Nazi? Was it the movie
Hitler?
With
Schindler's List?
Well, this was his famous book that Hitler was living in the south of Argentina.
Yeah, they did a movie,
something like that.
A TV show about
Boys in Brazil,
And you could see people from the countryside. Saying, yeah, yeah, he was living here, you know, like Adolfo. Like it was a crazy thing.
Yeah, could you do me one fit? Don't ever do your accent.
Okay, I will never.
Yeah, who doesn't need to do that?
Yeah, you can just talk like you. We get it.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to do an extended version.
What was the name of a super famous? They got a super famous Nazi dude.
Hitler.
The legend?
30 years ago. No, no. But he was taken to Israel.
Valsklem Blubik?
Oh, good.
Vandersloot?
I don't know. Why don't you Google it, you fucking...
Yeah,
someone. Nazi hunters.
Can I stop for 1 second? Stop listening to the show and fucking work. She's working.
Yeah, she is.
Work it, girl.
Ah. All right, go ahead. Keep talking. He should be when he hears something. We're like, "What is it?" He's supposed to see that beautiful thing, that new keyboard and the mouse. Yeah. He's supposed to go, "Oh, I got it," and then
where
"Hey,
where is he caught? In Argentina or Brazil?"
In Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
All right, go ahead.
And he was under a fake identity, and the Mossad went and they did a huge operation, and they took him. And
I remember that fucking movie.
Yeah, I think it's Robert Duvall, the main character.
I think it's Adolf Eichmann.
Yes,
Adolf Eichmann.
See how fucking good that was.
Adolf is the number one
Eichmann.
And on top of that, you sound smart. Like I'll allow you not to say that you Googled it. I'll allow you just to go. It was Adolf. Like people were like, "Whoa!" Like the fans.
One camera.
Is there one good Adolf on the planet? There's no good Adolf.
No.
There's one
Adolf
good.
Adolf Rupp.
He was the coach of Kentucky.
Hey, can you give me that bandana and throw it at Chris's face?
Yeah, that wasn't a joke.
There you go.
That was a real person. He was just naming a fact.
Literally, it was Adolf Rupp.
I know, but I just want him to have it.
It's preemptive.
It's preemptive. Yeah, like, when I shaved my head, it was going to look like Tom Papa someday. So I shaved him.
He looks like the town crier.
He was one of the major organizers of the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow. That's not easy planning.
Original realist, dude.
Good PR job, right? Right.
So a lot of the Nazis went to Argentina.
Not a lot, but they said that they went to Brazil and Argentina is when they escaped. And then they were saying, "Oh, fucking Argentinians!" But Argentina didn't do anything. You know, the Allies also they got some Nazis and they put them around the world because
they let it happen.
Exactly. Yeah. The thing is, they had a lot of advantages taking those guys.
What's a hat, Van?
I'm sorry, I didn't know we were in a fucking history class about Argentina.
Dick jokes.
Yeah,
dick
that's what this
jokes.
Show is.
My show's not about dick jokes.
It is a dick joke.
Fuck you.
Hold on, time out.
Lewis pussy jokes, too.
Lewis is
pussy jokes.
If we are picking a fucking thing, is it about Argentinian history or is it about dick jokes? It's much more about dick jokes.
I say fat jokes.
Nazi dick.
A Nazi dick fat jokes about her fucking
found
huge vag.
Yeah.
Her vag that could stop any war.
Everyone starts puking.
But how do you find a Nazi? Because you don't. I mean, how do you find a Jew in South? But you don't look Jewish. Like here, you can spot a Jew.
But that's what I'm saying is that you think that Jews look a certain thing.
Right.
You know what I mean, a certain way.
Big nose, horns.
But
neither one of us looks Jewish.
You look Jewish.
Yeah, you look Jewish.
Oh, yeah, the star David with the fucking fist in the middle of it.
Well, you look more than me, but...
he doesn't look Jewish. You look like a guy who beat up Jared Fogle.
Yeah.
On the yard.
See? And he looks more ISIS than Jewish.
Like, no, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's all my comedy about.
No,
about
looking terrorist. He looks like he killed that girl on Aruba.
which girl?
Vandersloot.
He just made a Vandersloot joke a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm fucking adding to it. It's all this Dutch shit. We're European this week, bitch. You're European. We're back.
So in Argentina, is the comedy like 20 years behind like it is in, you know,
like your
Europe?
Jeans?
Look, who's there? Nazi, come in.
You're right. Take my wife, please.
Why am I still wearing this hat? You fucking assholes.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why
to hide from the Nazis.
Hey, have you have you guys seen the emeralds?
Women be shopping for donkeys.
shit. You ever notice how white people be doing the waltz?
Black people, they don't live here.
Oh, shit.
Best country ever.
Don't come.
Yeah. Long hours.
We haven't been shopping for fucking donkeys.
Pretty proud of that one, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh god. Does anybody have a spare flip flop?
We cut your hands off.
It goes from comedy to just begging on stage. Please, anyone have a square meal? I have three children.
I need to feed my babies, please. Please,
throw pennies at me.
Every show ends with them just throwing coins at me.
Thank you. Oh, so gracious. Oh, thank you.
I will sell you pelt. That's his merch, pelt.
I'll be selling squirrel pelts outside.
I will be outside selling anaconda skin pocketbook.
I said I'm selling his album.
Anybody want crocodile necklace?
I own one book. You want?
Oh shit!
It's
yard sale merch.
Sweating here.
Thank you, Mom.
So use the racist bandana wipe.
How much for the monkey paw?
Pretty much is all of that in a nutshell. The crocodile and the donkey and all that shit.
It is funny, though, because, like, all right, look, I just had a bunch of stickers made. I had a bunch of magnets. He has a ton of merch, Lewis, for his show. I mean, it is, we are so fucking fortunate up here and so oversaturated with the ability to have fans. Even if you're a nobody, you can create some type of fandom. You know, I'm not talking about you, Doug. But down there, I mean, you're just all you're doing is fucking stand up.
No.
I mean,
no.
If you guys get stickers, when I left, would take when fucking I left, yes. 8 months.
When I
right?
left, yes, but now you have TV shows with stand up comedy.
Yeah.
You have YouTube following, I don't know, 700,000 people. Or
yeah, but the people comedians. Don't have money to spend on merch, is what he's saying.
Are you crazy? No. Now, jokes aside,
when
like in the
rich.
US, you think that I say I am from South America, and you're Mexican. No, I'm more South Mexican. No one gives a shit about anything that is in the South. But this is a lot of
money.
Well,
Mexico is in South America. Central America.
It's Central America. So, but you don't know anything from...
I do.
Like if I... Okay, what do you know about South America?
Chile.
What? Okay.
Not
what
fucking
is the
meal,
okay,
fatso.
We will go for
I love
that.
Chile.
What is the capital of Chile?
When is Chile? What's
capital of Chile? Go for it. It's easy.
Santiago.
My point. Santiago. There you go. Yeah. There you go, Scopo.
Hold on.
Ask him again. Ask him again.
Hey, I want everyone to know I did not Google that.
Bobby's like, you have to say Santiago.
What's the capital of Buenos Aires? So Bobby's like, Adolf Eichmann.
Right. Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, Americans don't know anything about any other culture or
that's
country.
True.
But yeah, I assume that every country in South America is dirt poor. Yes.
No, it's not like that at all.
Buenos Aires is beautiful.
But really,
there's a lot of rich people.
What happens in South America, though, the government is usually a little corrupt. The people usually rebel against the government more so than up here.
Okay, if we go to politics, what I saw in the bailout in 2008, I've never seen in any country in the world.
Yeah, we're better at it.
We have stock.
Okay? We have a lot more money than you.
It's true.
Okay?
That is also true.
We're not having our politicians hit with spears.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think the extremes are, like there are a lot of rich people, but I think when you're poor in South America, you are fucking
poor. Yeah, we've never had an assassin.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
That is also true.
Like, we've poor never... people here, they're poor, but it's like comparatively to fucking somebody
okay,
who's
but
living in favelas.
Right.
But we've never had our president assassinated by a poison dart.
Right. Yeah, okay, but I will tell you this. I don't think... I
want to be a new president. Can anybody do this?
I will be a...
Well, no one murdered any presidents in Argentina.
What's that?
We don't have any murdered presidents in
Argentina. No, I was kidding.
No. About
I would too.
No, I am contrasting and saying you murdered presidents.
We have assassinations.
Well, we did two. One. We did two.
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 Two. Two. Two.
We did two in one attempt.
But you guys steal oxen and shit, you know? We don't have that.
What? Yeah. What?
You guys steal livestock and steal a baby
plural.
At night.
That's the plural of ox.
That's lions, you fucking idiot. They don't do that. Yeah, he just... Dude,
I live half of the time here and half in Europe.
Yeah. So I tour in Europe and I do stand up.
Now, do you go back home to visit your family, or do you have to send them money? Are they rich?
I go once a year.
Does your family have money?
I was middle class.
Was your house connected to another house
I think before,
that went up nine stories?
No.
Before, do you guys all pay with one comedian, bucket that you guys share?
I was a lawyer, so I used to
you
work.
You were. That's where that serious shit comes from, son. That's why motherfuckers uptight with this shit.
Even in South America, the Jews are lawyers.
The thing is, The thing is,
I liked it. It was good.
I know, but I have to go against it. It's my show, just in case they listen.
Jews.
He was against it.
What kind of law did you practice?
Corporate
law. Yeah. In Argentina. Yeah. This man is angry that one sweater was sold. So what did you have to do? What was the biggest
mistake? Hold on, Aaron. Don't fucking talk over your own bomb.
Take that bomb. That's what I do on stage. Nobody realizes.
Yeah, we know.
Keep talking. Yeah.
That's why you had to get the muscles distract from a couple of your hot ones.
Beats right.
Hey, can you do me a favor and fix the vein on the side of your head? No, I'm kidding. Can you fix your microphone? Just put it. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks.
You like that? Yeah.
So you practice corporate law in Argentina. That's crazy.
In fact, I started doing comedy. I was accepted to do an LLM in NYU. And
a
I came to
San Diego.
What did you say?
LLM. It's LLM.
Let me say it again.
LLM.
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 Oh, LLM.
Oh, so it's LLM.
LMFO?
Some kind of law degree, right?
LLM.
See?
Lululemon.
Thank God I have R.
I'm an immigrant, too. I'm from Canada. I was at
Jew. The Jews.
You're from Canada. You're not an immigrant. You're just us. You're just us, dude. Canada's us. Stop acting like it's another country. It's really
not. Why not Argentina?
Dude, that's another country.
Yeah.
He can get bit by a spider and die. What's going to happen to you in fucking Toronto? Nothing.
A moose.
Someone from Buffalo come up and ruin everything?
Yeah.
All right, let me take that bandana right off your fucking... I got that for a fucking bomb rant.
Yeah.
I tried to do a Geraldo and it failed. What the fuck's going to happen?
I didn't even get what you were going for with that one.
I didn't either.
Well, Geraldo was a lawyer, too.
Yeah, he was a lawyer. That is correct.
I hope you end up like him.
I heard that joke before.
I don't like
Paz de Bandana. I heard that joke before.
He's saying you're insulting.
In a roast.
Yeah.
I heard that joke.
You said it before.
To Jesselnik.
He did that.
To Jesselnik.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone shut the fuck up. I got
a
laugh, so fuck off. I don't get the bandana.
Where'd you get a laugh from?
I don't remember the name of the comedian, but she told that joke in a roast to Jesselnik.
You're stealing roast jokes?
They say that you are the next Greg Giraldo. I hope you finish the
same way. Lewis is stealing.
I heard that and used it on him.
First of all, can I say something?
Thank you, anyway.
Lewis did not steal that joke because he does not watch TV because he can't afford to have it.
Very true. Thank you very much.
All right.
He's like an Argentinian.
His wife has a TV.
Yeah.
So when
it was my TV, that bitch.
No, I
she
only.
Take the TV?
He got the kids. You got the TV.
This guy's got a fucking iPad Mini.
I only know that because I love Greg Giraldo. I've seen everything. And
hey, can you not be on me when I bomb?
No.
Can you, you fucking asshole? God, I want to fucking just put my head in your cavernous pussy.
Yeah.
Just go, dead.
Like a cork.
Dead. Dude.
It's the bathroom.
Deepu's in there.
You're in torch first.
Yeah, that's why I lost Deepu. He's in there.
What happened with Lauren Stones that were in her pussy? Did those get passed?
Oh, right there. There.
Whoa!
Shit.
They're huge. They're boulders.
Yeah, what was that? Great. That's from her vag, dude.
No way.
Yeah.
It was like that when that boulder champion.
Check it out.
Jones.
It wasn't even kidney stones. It was actually a dead baby.
What the
she
fuck
forgot
is
to get
this?
Out. It was a fossilized kid head.
It's an American comedy, baby.
Really?
Yeah.
But I have another one in there. So.
Oh, I will have nightmares.
These would be gemstones in Argentina. I could feed my family for 20 years.
You can sell this shit.
We eat these in my country for eyes.
Oh,
eyes.
Shit.
The
can make a beautiful
Argentinian
game.
Carrots.
Oh my god.
Argentinian carrots. Is fucking you don't eat your kidney stones?
So much potassium.
Can I see that? Really looks like a dead twin, doesn't it?
Yeah. Lauren, do you feel better now that those are gone?
Really does look like abortion.
It's a dried up miscarriage.
Yeah. I do, but I have more, so I have to get them
removed. Oh, shit. Oh,
more?
Let me see.
Jeez, you're like blood diamond over here.
Fucking mining these things in there.
Some Chileans down there.
No. It's okay. They'll be out soon.
Yeah.
So, well, that's, I mean, dude, good for you. I mean, first of all, you had to learn English, correct?
Yeah.
Well, and you learned English in Spain.
In Argentina.
Oh, you is it a is it in the
well,
school?
I used to work in English as a lawyer.
Oh, you did.
So you work a lot. Yeah,
so you gotta learn it. Yeah.
I used to work in a firm for with 300 lawyers.
Dude, if I was on trial and he showed up as my defender, I'd be like, I am fucked right now.
I would think the same. Don't worry.
I don't know. I would like it. I mean, if you showed up with that facial hair that doesn't connect, I'd be like, all right, I'm fucked. I got a fucking Argentinian hipster about to fucking try my case for smuggling heroin in my asshole. Great. But I know he looks like a respectable dude. He has, you have caring eyes.
Yes.
Caring eyes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The eyes of the Jew.
I never heard that before.
You have caring eyes and huge eyebrows.
Yeah. This is getting a little gay.
No.
We kill gays in our country. We put your head on a rock and we hit it with another rock.
You should talk to Aaron about fucking trimming your eyebrows up like a fucking she-man.
Mine? I don't have to trim them
anymore. I know. It was a joke. Shut up.
Do they look good?
You don't have to trim anymore because they're gone.
Yeah.
Powder.
Look at it. I got burnt on my head.
I love that he went, I don't have to trim them anymore. Yeah. Thank God you're getting married.
Yeah.
A couple more years out there, you would have been sucking a nice
He's been married before.
You're telling me. No, I was engaged before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have baggage about this.
Same like me, man. I got married in my second engagement.
Oh,
really?
Not the first one.
Not the
you
first
left
one.
The first one.
Yeah.
How did you get engaged? And it. Who
I was
it
engaged.
Off?
Here's my fear about planning this wedding too. So I'm carrying this baggage, which I have to deal with.
She's gonna find you.
I thought we'd just go get married. No, I don't even. I jack off twice a year.
Because it was a bunch of gay guys
the steroids.
In a steam room, just lifting weights.
I got engaged the last time. Then we kept trying to plan a wedding, but then the families kept getting involved, and then it was too much of a fucking thing, and that turned me off. Of it so much.
So you backed out.
Yeah.
Wow.
The first marriage, you left.
Yeah, well, I wasn't married. We were engaged.
I mean, Garrett, you walked away. And how do you fuck? I mean, once that truck starts going down the hill,
right.
How the fuck do you put the brakes on that and walk away?
It was like, well, I was going to move here anyways, and then she didn't want to move, so it kind of worked out easier.
Enough. Where is she, Canada?
In Toronto. I set her up in a place when I moved. I set her up in an apartment, and I left,
like a mob guy?
I guess. I mean, she met a new dude, and she's married now. She's happy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So you left this girl. You gave her an apartment. You paid for it?
Yeah.
Did you buy it?
No.
Did she start dating a Jamaican guy after you told me?
No, it was just a joke that I did.
Oh, it was a joke. Okay.
I pictured her dating a Jamaican guy. Yeah.
Really? I pictured that too.
Yeah.
So she got married to a guy like you? Or
no, like a more redneck guy.
Can I give him a bomb down for doing a fake laugh?
For me?
Yeah.
Did I laugh?
Yeah, you went.
Oh, at the Jamaican dude thing. Yeah. I thought that was all right.
I left him.
I thought it was funny. Yeah, why am I listening? Yeah. Stop announcing shit.
No. I'm
stop
Lewis.
Fucking. Yeah, you stink.
No,
you didn't bomb
on that
in
one.
No, it was weird. It was
that
weird
was a
what
weird
you
one.
Just did.
You went ha-ha, and you looked right back at it. Fucking ha-ha.
What are you, my fucking foster father that used to hit me? I'm kidding. He never hit me. I never got hit by my foster father. It was my stepdad.
He just fucked you.
So she married like a rednecky dude. She came from a small town, moved to Toronto, and then she married.
Is he a good looking guy?
He's okay. I mean, scrawny, kind of hipster.
Good job?
What?
Good job?
Some blue-collar shit. I don't know.
Do they still live in the same apartment you set her up with?
No.
Good.
They moved. They got a backyard somewhere. I think they moved to a
smaller town.
You know
he fucks her talking anti-Semitic.
Probably. I would. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we all
do. The Jew's in here. Huh?
And you were engaged before.
Yeah.
And how did you call it off? I mean, did you have to...
It was more or less...
How do you unkill a sheep?
She was eaten by a leopard.
I killed him. No, I mean...
How did you get your dowry back?
It was a long relationship.
Yeah?
And so
how many
at some
years?
Moment... Five years?
5 years. And then now she's Argentinian, right?
Yeah.
So it was in Argentina. So when you... How old was she? 10?
What?
He just changed
the ass.
That's old over there.
We were in.
She was used up by nine. I knew I could not commit.
24.
And yeah, that's too young. That's too young to get married.
It is.
I guess there it's probably not, right? What's the average age that people get married?
Ask him. I'm not from fucking Boston.
I'm asking Scopo.
Fucking look staring at me. What's the average age in Argentina, Bob? Talk to him. He's right there.
I'm assuming in like other countries.
Oh, you're trying to stay on camera.
It's way younger.
They get married probably like 20 or 21 because they believe in God and shit.
But this country, it used to be 18, 19. Yeah. You were married, having kids. As a woman.
Not that, but maybe 22, 23.
That's fucking crazy.
That's young. That's
to be with one person for the rest of your life at 23. The girl I was dating when I was 23, I mean, holy shit, if I was with her today, I'd fucking kill
myself. How a lot of people get divorced now.
The one I was dating is a lesbian now.
That's what Facebook is amazing for. When you go back and all of a sudden you see some post of a girl, you're like, oh my God, that's what's her name when we were in fucking junior high and I loved her. And then you go through her Facebook and you see her now and you're like, what? Did the sun touch your face?
Me and Dave Smith double teamed a chick who's got like two kids now, and it's just so uncomfortable, like looking at her with her family. I looked at her husband's eyes, like in the pictures, and I'm like, dude, you don't know what me and Dave Smith did to your fucking
wife. How about this? How about this when you fucking see a chick you used to fuck, and now her daughter's like 19?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, ooh, I could go double dipping.
Yeah.
Let's go over there.
That's hot.
I wonder if that's ever happened to a
girl. Oh, yeah. That's Jerry Springer shit. You see it all the time.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about, I mean, those fucking weird people on that show, they fuck each other's cousins. I'm talking like, you know, a comic or, you know, someone like that, like a smoking hot chick back in the day, you fucked her. And then later in life, you're doing a show and you hook up with the chick, you're making out with you fuck her, and it's, yeah, my mom told me about you. She was a big fan. And
you're like, that's hot.
Oh, was that hot?
Yeah.
I
had that with Judy Gold.
What do you mean? I never saw you. I'm a lesbian. Fuck Trump.
I Tinder matched with the girl I lost my virginity to's little sister, who's like 8 years younger than her. Yeah. So she was a child when I lost my virginity to this girl, like literally a little 7-year-old fat girl. And then I Tinder matched with her, and we want to fuck now, but we just haven't been able to like match up.
Yeah,
and link it
up.
So you're gonna fuck the chick you first fucked?
No, her little sister.
Her sister.
Yeah,
so you get both of them.
Yeah,
her sister.
Yeah, I get both of them. That was a child.
Is that hot?
Oh,
is
yeah.
That, is you get that, her like, back in the prime again.
That's when I wonder, like, if I'm going to go to heaven when I die, and I know you're going to make a fat joke next week. I get it. But, I mean, when you do die, like, you think about, like, okay, are you going to be presented with all this shit that you did in
your life?
That'd
be a great video. Like, oh, shit, I forgot about that fat chick.
You know, what was that movie where you watched, like, the videos?
When
you went to heaven.
Defending Your Life.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
It's a great movie. But imagine if we have to fucking do that. Mm-hmm. Where you're going to see all
my God, dude.
Imagine if they, like, can see inside your head what you jerk off to.
Well, first of all,
what makes you come?
Is God going to consider that the standard of rape is way different than it was when I started fucking? Like, if you just fuck a drunk chick now apparently you raped her. But that's how I got laid throughout all of my early
20s. I just got to rape you. On tape.
I love that he started laughing and then he just backed off of it. Yeah. We were all like,
you know, like you creep into someone's window and you fuck them like you did in the 90s, right?
Adrian, you got your next case right here.
Yes.
You hold a gun in their mouth.
But
you say,
no,
I'm taking what's mine.
Yeah,
you're
dude.
You're supposed to, if a girl's
now that's right.
I couldn't afford gloves, so I wore socks over my hands.
That is true, though. If you fuck a girl after two beers or something, it's considered legally rape or some crazy.
Is it legally rape now?
Something like that.
No, never mind. I was kidding about everything I just said.
I mean, Norman's the most active on the fuck scene nowadays.
And you fuck drunk chicks all the time, but you're drunk too. You're raping each other. Rape, rape. Who cares? Two wells cancel each other out.
Let me ask you a question, though.
What?
If you're drunk and she's drunk, really, does that play into the...
You rape each other.
There's something that is important there that is consensual.
What'd you say?
If she agrees, it's okay. If she doesn't agree, it's
but
it's okay.
The idea
if
is...
you cannot decide to agree, it's not...
No, but the idea is if you're intoxicated at all, you're not within the actual right mindset to agree.
Yeah, sounds
so
right.
Even if she agrees, the idea is, oh, you're still raping her. There's campaigns where they say if you're both drunk, the guy is still the perpetrator.
Oh,
because you're penetrating her.
Wow.
Oh, well.
That's pretty fucking wow.
Norman, what are you going to do?
I gotta get
do you get worried about this shit, like when you're on the road?
Not at all.
Really?
See, I'm not like a threatening looking guy. Yeah. Like, if I looked like you, I think I'd be more worried.
Are you kidding? You scare me way worse than him.
I'm talking about
you're
chicks.
That fucking the guy who sneaks in a window at a college. Runs down the street from Charles Bronson naked. Yeah, you have that fucking beady little fucking, you like Sherlock Holmes knows you did it right at the beginning of the fucking show.
But there's nothing like rapey about the idea of beer goggles. That was just a thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a joke. You can go to Spencer's Gifts and buy beer goggles. You know, like, and now it's like a thing.
Spencer's Gifts. Beer goggles.
When were you born? Fucking 1965?
Spencer's Gifts is still around today.
You guys ever get wax lips?
I got my Ramon shirt last week.
I had a whoopee cushion.
Dude, I got Anarchy fucking wrist bracelets.
Bug in the ice cube.
Hey, you want a piece of gum?
Blow the candle, comes back on. Blow the candle, comes back on.
What about that Kurt Cobain?
My bow tie spins.
I'm over 50 and feeling nifty.
It says a lot of colleges have it in their like in their handbook that. Yeah. A policy that sexual activity with an intoxicated person is, by definition, sexual assault.
Wow.
Wow.
While the practical and legal aspects of this are important... Oh, okay, blah, blah.
Well, he gave up on a word. Yeah. He saw a word coming up, and he was like,
never mind, it's all false. The computer said
that. I mean, the computer's not working.
He pours water into it.
So how do you make money here? Like, are you making any dough?
No. Here I invest money.
Are you married now?
You invest money.
You're married. What does your wife do?
My wife is a choreographer and dancer.
Ooh.
So she's the arts.
In fact, the thing is, we have a theater and dance company together. I write theater and I direct theater too.
Right. Okay. Wow.
So with that, we make money in Europe.
Yeah.
You make that in Europe?
Yeah.
Right. Now, it's easier to make a living in Europe than it is here, correct? In New York City.
Well, yeah, because we have something there that you don't like here, that is socialism. So, for example, if you're an artist, I have a flat there. And they help me because we are artists and we have certain amount in our incomes.
Mm-hmm.
So they help you to get something.
They have that in New York City.
Yeah,
as
we
well.
Have it's called the
artist housing.
It's called the free market, motherfucker.
Yeah, but it's very hard to get that.
Yeah, very hard.
The actors buildings and you.
No, there's a lot. By the way, there's more than you think. I just went through this. I got into a fucking one of these like artist community housing, and it was too far away from my son's place. So I opted not to do it. But it's not that hard. There's a lot. If you actually put the time in to find like artist housing or any type of like
there's a lot on the west side.
Hang on one
second.
There's a ton. First of all, don't ever correct. I'm gonna put my hat back on. So you know who the captain is.
Okay.
Don't ever correct me on my show. Let me just say this. It's not that hard here to get.
No?
Not as hard as it used to be. But, it's, So that's cool.
Yeah.
But, so you're
but the difference between there is they make the people through taxes pay for it. That's socialism. Where here is people have to choose to opt in, which I think is a better system.
And that's why Lewis, I don't think he's that dumb. People say he's dumb. He's not. He's just has too much energy.
He's very smart. He's just not talented.
The thing is, the only difference is are the extremes.
No, he nailed it.
You know, they're...
Fucking like, Norman.
What I've done with no talent is pretty impressive.
That's very true.
Yeah,
it's
hustle.
Very true, yeah.
You really are hustle.
Yeah.
You're Danny Ainge, man.
What you don't have there is poor people, Detroit poor.
Uh-huh.
You know
what?
That you don't have Detroit poor.
Detroit
in
poor.
Europe.
Blacks.
Yeah.
Blacks.
No, poor.
They sound
I just
wonderful.
Said poor.
Where is this
that's
in
on you.
But that's, also, that's also very true. There's no blacks.
No, no, not in any country. But for example, in Belgium, you don't have like that kind of poor.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have, like we were saying in some countries in South America, they are very poor. Detroit, very poor. In socialist countries, it's much more leveled.
Now, your wife is here with you now, or is she there?
No, normally they travel with me. I have a 19-month-old daughter.
You have a baby, dude? And they're not here right now?
No, it's kind of...
I don't want to see it.
Here's some random porn. It doesn't show the picture.
I don't have time for this.
You're still having it.
No, so they are working... She's working in Norway now. We travel
with the baby.
Can we see a picture of your wife?
No, yeah. Jesus
All
Christ.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me see it.
hey, buddy.
His passcode was Nazi.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How hard is it to not be around your brand new baby for this long?
Very shitty.
It's hard, right?
Especially
it's
pursuing this career that's not going to happen.
The first 6 months where they just lie there and do nothing.
That is in my head all the time. Like, why the fuck are you in New York right now?
Your wife said too. Your kid's gonna have his first steps. You're trying to write a fucking, you know.
You should leave the fuck out.
You're translating a joke about the river.
Okay, this is my daughter.
Let me see.
Is that your wife?
What's on your phone?
Is a little
semen. That is
serious.
I come on my phone every day.
I have to.
It's very nice.
The blood of my ancestors.
I have to give pleasure.
Now, these fruits, do you sell these for money?
You want to buy a baby and 10 limes?
10 limes. 10 limes.
You put your kid to work early. What's he, on the corner of fucking Van Nuys?
He sells limes by the side of the highway.
My baby's 11 months and a migrant worker.
I hope someone's drinking
she
Corona.
Worked so hard. Did a good debut.
Beautiful kid, brother.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
Let's see the wife, the Norwegian
you
dancer.
Me about, Jesus. Yeah.
If you don't want to, you don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You can just show me.
Norman just needs shit to
check. Norman's just fucking weird.
Yeah.
I'm weird.
I like women.
Very
lovely. Oh, my God. You're beautiful.
Yeah.
And she is definitely white.
Let me see. Thank God, right?
I was like, give me.
Dude, why? You ever see an Argentinian woman? What, are you crazy?
Beautiful.
No, she's Norwegian.
I know, she's Norwegian.
But batshit crazy, right?
Not as good as I thought it would be.
That Spanish kind of crazy.
Listen, man, she's beautiful. And here's the thing.
Mazel tough.
Thank you very much.
Spanish women are fucking nuts.
Yeah, bananas.
Yeah, but I kind of like it. There's something about that jealousy and the fucking alpha male. They have a real alpha male thing, but they're very feminine. And when they're your chick, they're your chick. And then when you fuck, they fucking want to be fucked. But if you step over that line, and they'll fight you.
Like Sofia Vergara type? That kind of fucking...
Can you ask to talk? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm joking. Who?
Can I talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, but it is hard to be on the road without them.
Yeah, so, it's fucking... I can't be away for more than 4 days. And I four days now, and I'm like, I gotta go.
Well, the thing is, we had this rule that I could be 4 or 5 weeks alone. My rule. Yeah. I don't want... But now with the baby, it's too much.
It's too much, man. Yeah, you can't.
I Skype every day, and she's like, pop. Like, she understands now. Yeah.
Especially now, because at that age right there, because I got a three-year-old, every month it's a new milestone.
Yeah.
So it's like you literally you see your kid. It's like a different fucking kid. They look different. Yeah. They're doing different things.
19th month, not so much, but she changes. I agree. Yeah.
Wait until your kid is like, you gotta go to work. Like Max is like, I'm like, I gotta go to work, and he's like, can I come with you? Yeah. And I'm like, no, you fucking don't. But get the fuck back in.
Get off.
No, but the thing is, I couldn't do this without my wife.
Yeah.
But she's very supportive.
Otherwise, your baby would just be walking the streets alone. Without my wife, my baby, to sell limes. I don't know.
Selling limes.
No, that day I'm sick in the head like any comedian.
Yes.
And I doubt all the time. Yeah. And my wife, like, no, go for it.
Yeah,
go and go.
Good.
And yeah, things are happening.
But what a poor wife. She's like, she married a lawyer and then,
No, she didn't marry a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
She didn't marry a lawyer.
You were a comic.
Like, she married a lawyer. Like, when we met, I was still working as a lawyer because we met in Argentina dancing tango. But then at some moment I stopped. I started working as a lawyer, but not in a big firm.
Do you have to go to school for 8 years to be a lawyer in Argentina?
Six.
Six.
Uh-huh.
Six, and I did a master's in law and economics. So that's
here's the thing, though. You, if you wanted to, right now, how old are you?
32.
You're 32.
Yeah.
So right now, you guys are both pushing your dreams. You're both pushing this. But in reality, you could go get a fucking job.
True.
You could go back to Argentina. You could, in Spain, wherever you are, and be a lawyer. You could get a great job.
Go for the bar and...
It wouldn't be a fucking hard for you. You could go get a fucking great job, get a great place. So you have a fucking amazing B plan, if necessary. Why not fucking go for it? Why not?
I think if you're a stand-up... Mm-hmm. If you can do anything else but stand up, you should do it because this is fucking hard.
Yeah.
But the thing is, this is my life. I write all the time, I perform all the time, I love what I'm doing. Yeah. I wouldn't like to go back to that.
You don't want to go back to a job. Well, there you go. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, I like to be on the road. I like to hang with you guys. Yeah, I've been like, here for 4 years
I know,
now.
But look at Aaron Berg. You don't want to be that.
Yeah, do you want to put everything into your body like Carrot Top?
By the way, he's in New York right now.
Yeah. He's right here without the wig. You didn't know that?
His face looks fucked up.
Oh, so bad.
Yeah. I don't... Listen, you know what? With his face, here's the thing with his face. He's from Vegas. He's an entertainer. And his fucking thing is crazy. So fuck it. Who cares? You want to have purple fucking hair and weird lips and wear makeup? Who gives a shit? We're in comedy. We're in showbiz.
I know, but he looks... Look at that. Whoa.
Yeah, I think he looks all right.
He looks like a tranny now. He looks like he's transferring over to London.
Yeah, he might be, actually.
First of all, I think you're getting weird shots. You know, you're getting some weird shots of him.
It's every shot, Bob. I mean, we're looking at 100 shots.
I mean, Michelle Wolf looks good.
Michelle Wolf in a tank top.
Fucking Michelle Wolf and Karen Top. Oh, my God.
Holy fuck, dude. Has anybody ever made that connection before?
Oh, my God. I didn't know that Carrot Top and Dan Soda had a web series together.
Check out Use People on cc.com.
Check out Use People with Carrot Top and Dan.
I don't know.
That's going to come back to me, but it was
worth it.
That
photo right there.
Ah, fuck it. Wow. Holy Jesus.
That's great.
Well... All right, listen to me. I think that, you know, I think what you're doing is great, but it's, man, I mean.
It's a risk. It's a gamble.
Being away from my kid.
Your kid would be the hardest thing.
Here's the thing, too, is like with your kid, and believe it or not, Lewis is a great fucking
tremendous.
Dad. And I think it's because of, and I have the same thing. We have the responsibility to try 10 times harder than any other dad because we had fucking shitty childhoods. You didn't have your dad.
What's funny is it goes both ways. Like, there's a lot of people who have shitty childhoods and then they project that onto their kids. Like, my mom was raped and beaten as a kid. And
sorry about that.
She fucking... she deserved it.
She had it coming.
But she really was very abusive toward us. And in her mind, it was like, oh, well, it's not as bad as I had it.
Yeah.
I am the complete opposite. Like, I've never even smacked my kid on the hands. I mean, we practice peaceful parenting. We are really in tune with...
Let me ask you this though. Has there been times where you just wanted to fucking whack him in the back of the head with a shovel?
Good for you.
People. This is the argument. People do this argument all the time. They go like, "Well, what do you do if your kid runs in the street? You know, and you want to show him that it's not safe." My instinct isn't to hit my kid if he almost gets hit by a car. Yeah. That's crazy to me.
No. I'm not saying I don't hit my kid either. We try not to yell at him.
Bobby bites him.
We try not to do anything to him at all. I don't want to put fear into him. I yelled at him one time because he was going to die. Like, he was about to do something that he could have got hurt.
You were about to sit on him?
And I
moved to Argentina.
No!
Look out below!
No! Timber!
Mac, get out of the way!
Daddy, please no!
His knee's already bent. He's fucked.
Oh, my God. That one made me hot.
So much fun.
Is he? I got a different accent now. So much fun. I he's gonna do so. I was like,
I'm looking
for my own
voice.
I gotta let you guys play this one out. Yeah. That was fucking really good, you cocksucker. And you did it in such a good acting. You went, because you're gonna sit, you were concerned. Yeah, she had deep concern for Max.
UCB won.
So I screamed. I was like, Max! And he got scared at me screaming.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, fuck. I don't want him, you know what I mean? You don't want to give your kid fear.
But you don't want to be no pussy either.
Well, it's not that a pussy.
I'd rather my kid be a pussy than be a fucking psycho who wants to fight everybody.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, like
100%.
You?
Yeah.
I don't want, I think there's a balance.
That's a big responsibility. My kid was in the kindergarten, something like that, and I was with my wife.
Nope. Not a 19-month-old.
Yeah, in
Europe. You start kindergarten at 19
months?
No,
not kindergarten.
Number one line
preschool. Playground?
Preschool.
Yeah, something like
my kid's in school right now. He's been in school for a year.
We tried to take her two or three
times
to this place to play with kids.
Yeah, we don't just have to take him to a park.
Well, you are
pigeon, pigeon tree, bench.
acorn, mommy who loves him.
It's a library. It's a library where people take kids to play together.
No, I have my kids in the school too.
Okay.
Yeah, I have money too.
So, Buck, your kid wasn't in school at 19 months.
Yeah, he was.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's daycare, you fat fuck.
Don't get school. Hey, don't get mad at me because your kid's dumb.
No, don't get mad at me because you're having other people raise your kid.
Oh.
I had better motherfuckers, bitch.
3K for everybody.
No, but the thing is, this kid starts hitting my daughter in the face.
Oh, my God, dude.
I would literally Was he going like this? So, real ass dude. Legion of Skanks.
Comites unite.
But the thing is, you discover things because I thought, oh, I will beat this little two-year-old fucking fuck. Yeah.
Well, I would say something to the parent. Yeah. I would threaten the father right
but
there.
But the thing I didn't. My wife wanted to stop him, and I said, no, I want to see what she does.
What'd she do?
Your daughter.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So he was
just watch your daughter get beat down.
No, wait. Do you know how many awful jokes just ran through all
me
of
too,
that?
Me
we were just
too.
Like, go ahead.
Maybe she likes getting hit.
It gets better because she doesn't understand violence.
Yeah,
so the kid will.
She's like,
yeah, go ahead.
She got tired. She grabbed the fucking kid from the T-shirt. Yeah. It's in this place where you saw a picture with this little plastic ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't touch my limes.
She put the kid in the floor.
Yeah.
She's
curb stopped him.
She's stepping the kid, and she went off and said, "Oh, great! If this kid is fucking rapist, you will be okay."
So she's like, more Argentinian than.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. She's not.
It's like cockfighting.
We videotape it and then put on YouTube.
I didn't have to do anything. She defended herself. Fine.
You come back home, she's smoking, doing pull-ups. Yeah. You know?
Well, she speaks four languages now.
What?
Because my wife talks to her in Norwegian. I talk to her in Spanish. Then I have family here that speaks in English to her, and her nanny in Norway for some reason is French.
Oh,
so she goes like au revoir, and she goes bye-bye, and then she speaks a lot of Spanish and Norwegian.
We are so fucking behind the
curve.
We
really are. Yeah. And yet they all love us. We have the entertainment cornered.
And the fashion.
Yeah.
No, Europe has the fashion.
Oh, Europe has
Milan crazy.
They have fashion that we don't wear.
No, that's not true.
That fucking shirt was never in Milan.
That's not fashionable.
But it is here.
He looks like a fucking lesbian.
More guys and lesbians wear that shirt.
He's dressed like Courtney Love. Fuck off. I'm going to tell you right now.
How many more you want to go? Here you go. No, double bandana it.
There we go. There we go. All right.
Let me drop one there.
Hey, listen. No, I think my kid, something happened with my kid where, let me try to think, but I told, my wife was like, I didn't do anything because the little kid was doing something to Max. So he was calling Max poo-poo head.
Mm-hmm.
And Dawn was like, I don't want that because she doesn't want Max to do it. Now, my kid will go and go poo-poo head, and now I have to unteach my kid that. And she was like, I didn't say anything. I go, you should have walked up and said to the little girl, or the little, whoever the fuck it was, hey, we don't call, his name is Max, and we don't use poo-poo head, poo-poo head's bad. And it's okay to teach that little kid in a very gentle way.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to the fucking, and if the parent walked over and said, what are you doing? Oh, he was saying poo-poo head, and I wanted him to know his name is Max and not. What are they going to do? Go, hey, you don't teach my kid how not to be a fucking douche?
Well, some people are like that.
And if they do that, you go, okay, then keep your little fucking kid away from me, poo-poo head.
Well, that's what happened at the park. Some little kid started pushing James into the corner.
Right? Oh, wow.
Kept on pushing him, and I was in there. Beatrice lost her shit, on the dad. She was like, yeah, your kid's actually bullying my kid. And all that
what
comes
did the dude
from,
do?
He was on his cell phone, just being a completely ignorant.
Selling drugs.
Can I tell you something?
Harlem.
My kid goes to swim camp twice a week. It's again, it costs money. But we...
my kid's in swim classes as well.
Yeah, oh, dick!
Yeah, Beth of the town.
Money.
Yeah, but it's at a Holiday Inn Express on 43rd Street.
You know I make pretty good money, right, Bob?
Buddy, relax. Can you stop with your resume? Every time somebody attacks you, dude, all right, you make okay money.
Okay, well, you keep on making the same joke about me not making money. I do pretty good, actually.
All right, good. Good for you. Okay. How much money do you make?
I don't need to announce it. You want me to tell you off air? I think you'd be pretty impressed. I think you'd be pretty impressed.
All right, text it to me.
More than 100K.
And Lewis
has a line of merch. He's got the podcast. He's got the shows.
So 100K?
This year I'm doing good.
Are you doing?
I have made
school teacher.
I have made 90K before, and No, I mean, I'm doing
Can
okay.
I go back to my point?
Yes, go ahead.
Before we had to fucking deal with your self-esteem falling apart.
Well, you keep on making the same fucking joke about me not making money, motherfucker.
Well, what do you want to do? You keep fucking... It's a fucking joke. It's a fucking joke. It's a fucking joke.
This is literally apes getting mad at each other.
Oh!
That's my fucking orange.
Why, he threw the fruit when there's no daughter to sell it.
Flashlight.
All right. The magazine.
Bald guys fighting. Bald guys.
Lewis is hiding
good.
From the Nazis underneath the table.
Yeah, Adrian's kids out here have a ton of limes.
You can't throw hard things at me, motherfucker. Yeah.
That was
good.
Boy,
you hit the deck quick.
Yeah.
That was impressive. You got a fucked up dad.
All right, so.
Wow. You learned from the best.
That was something.
That fucking rag hit me in the eye, you cunt. Yeah. Really caught me in a little snap.
Someone gave
you thought
get that
orange.
Orange back.
You thought that this
Bobby's
fight,
only fruit serving
yeah,
for the whole
jizz
week.
On the rag gave it some weight.
You thought that this fight will happen in Argentina, but no.
Oh, shit.
It's in New York.
What happened?
Yeah.
Fucking, the podcast, we're recording bro. Over here, right?
You hit that mic hard.
That's good, right? Yeah? Yeah. Are we still going?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're fine. Yeah, this thing.
See when you two get angry?
You have orange juice on your fucking back. Right? Yeah.
You broke the orange on me, Bob.
Nice.
Listen, because you threw shit at my face. You don't throw shit
it
at me.
It was a fucking towel.
It does it. It hit me in the eye.
Well, close
it
your eyes.
It whipped me. All right? Can my orange back, please? Thanks.
Are you going to eat it now?
No, oh I'm going to. Casey fucking throws more shit. I'm going to defend myself.
Look what I brought you. Wait until
oh, I got you
fucking
one
try
too.
That.
Ooh,
but Kentucky Fire cured. Ooh. You gotta smell it. Open it and smell
now,
it.
Now I brought you one too.
Fucking night. Like
so it. What was my point I was making? Oh.
Kids swim class.
Kids.
You make more money than Lewis.
Yeah.
No. No, it was the swim class. But he was at the swim class. You were talking about the parents on the phone. I'm sitting there. My kid is fucking literally learning to swim in front of me. Going underwater, having a good time. And then I look at these other parents, and they're on their fucking cell phones. Literally just fucking buried on their phones.
Yeah.
Black kids drowning. Nobody's watching.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this doesn't put a smile on you. I was smiled ear to fucking ear watching Max having a blast in a... kicking and going under and these fucking...
He likes it? My kid hates it.
Loves it.
He hates it. Dude.
Loves it. Max didn't like it. Like the first couple of times, but now we have a pool next door too. We use Dolores' pool all the time because you know I don't make that much money, more than you.
I think people are so caught up in. I think people that take their kids there are just like, oh fuck, someone else is watching our kid for an hour.
Well, it's a break for a lot of people. That's exactly what it is. People go to the gym and they go, all right, fuck it, dude, watch the kid while I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah.
Which I also get. You want a break every once in a while, but
I disagree. I think that it's a disconnect. I think they don't give a fuck how happy the kid is.
Yeah.
It doesn't even fucking matter to them how amazing this is. To their kids. I don't think they give a fuck.
Well, a lot of people just have kids because you hear about, I read that all the time. It's like, oh, they had a very stern dad who was completely disconnected and never showed emotion. That is very foreign to me. Like, when I held my kid for the first time, I was like, holy fuck, dude. This
you
is
kiss
like,
your kid on the mouth, right?
Yeah.
Ugh, that was strong.
That's my dad. My dad was the foreign disconnect.
Yeah, that's very crazy to me. Like, I'm so, like, engaged with my kid that, like, when you see parents that just don't give a fuck or they yell at them or they're very, like, kind of like... I hear next door there's a person that's, like really violent with her kids.
Really?
And it's, like, nonstop I hear her fucking yelling at them, screaming at them, hitting them. And it's just like, how the fuck are you a parent?
That might be Puerto Ricans fucking. Ooh, mommy, spank.
Hey,
you'll never listen.
Let me ask you this question, though. Did you ever think that you, because you're getting married, you might be thinking about this, but maybe that if we're so nice to them and so that we do such a good job that they're not going to be funny or creative.
Exactly.
Or because if you look at comics, especially. We're funny because of our fucked up lives.
Yeah.
Yes.
You either fucking go this way and fight and kill and murder, or you go that way and make people laugh or make yourself laugh, right?
Right.
So I'm like worried. Is my kid just going to... Am I not... Like, am I making just a normal fuck?
Well, yeah, Adrian's got a daughter, a so there's would no you? Funny there. Yeah. But
you want to throw this orange at him?
I would rather have a normal kid who's adjusted than somebody who needs to seek out attention from people. I mean, we need attention.
That's true.
And it's not always fucked up people that become comics, but there is a need for attention, or there's a need for some sort of gratification, validation. So yeah, I mean, if you're not getting that at home, as simple as your dad not paying a lot of attention to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I would rather my kid be fucking normal. I'd rather my kid be.
I had a good childhood. I didn't feel that I was suffering. I was suffering for other things, but my parents,
food,
they
water.
Were okay. Yeah, yeah. Like lack of.
But you didn't suffer, but you're not funny. So yeah. I've never seen your act. I'm joking.
We literally just smashed you. Mine didn't get a big laugh.
I think it's my first time in the show, so it's fair. Next time I will fight with
we
boxing anyone.
But we won't understand.
Lewis is looking him up and down.
And there's not a next time. You need to go back and do it.
Seriously. Is there like a set on YouTube we could tear apart right now? Or,
no.
That'd be
great. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I mean, I just want to see.
Do they do that? And like, because this is what I hear about like French-Canadian comedians all the time. They'll just like steal jokes from American comics and just do them in French.
I've seen
and
that.
Just make it.
All right, listen.
Do you
I've
see
seen
that in
I've
your
seen
country?
That. I've seen that and I couldn't believe it. That I one comic.
I'm saying it's a great idea. You should do it.
I went to a comic and I said, look, this is very similar, for not saying a translation, of Pablo Francisco routine.
Oh, and they're stealing shitty jokes, too. Yeah.
He's doing the movie phone voice in Spanish.
They did a Schwarzenegger tortilla boy. The tortilla boy is quite famous.
You're not allowed to say Schwarzenegger because we don't really understand.
Right.
Hey, all right, listen. We're going to take a break real quick. I got to take a piss. We got to do some ads, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to do some reads, and then we're coming back for a half hour or so, and we'll be back out. But I do want to talk about thievery, and I want to talk about fuck it, our new president, Donald Trump.
Trump.
When we come back. So we'll be back. You guys, we're going to go right to the chat room. You have any questions about the last hour or what the fuck you want to ask anybody in here, put them up, and we're going to do Lauren's chat.
Okay.
Okay?
Pussy chat.
Cavern all right. chat.
The cavernous chat. We'll be back right after this. Hey.
Go ahead.
We're back. All right, check this out, people. People. Oh, I don't know. Not now. All right, check it out here. This is it. Golf first major is right around the corner. I actually have grown to like golf, maybe because I'm older, but I do. I don't mind throwing it on an afternoon. I just wish I could smoke in my house, a nice fat bat. I might get an outside TV, but here's the deal. The first major is right around the corner, and you can play one-week fantasy golf. That's how great DraftKings is right now, for free. You can play for free at DraftKings.com. Just pick six golfers. I love this. You can bet on golf. Stay under the salary cap and rack up points for streaks per hole, per firm performance. Right? Tournaments, finishes, whatever you want. Check that out. There's a bunch more you can do. Whatever you can bet in golf, you can bet. Outscore the competition, and you can win big every single tournament. Whether you live and breathe golf, or you just want to try it, have a new fantasy sport. DraftKings brings the excitement of the game to the whole new level with every monster drive and made putt, bringing you closer to victory. Millions of sports fans have already discovered DraftKings. Now it's your turn, brother. All right, check this out. Contest begins when the tournament tees off. So here's what you got to do. Go to DraftKings.com and choose your golfer now. Right now. Go do it. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings, brother. Use promo code Kelly at DraftKings.com and play for free. I need you to do that. Here's the thing. They throw us some cash to promote this to you, and you use Kelly, okay, at DraftKings.com, and you get to play for free. So we all, it's a win-win-win. That's the promo code, Kelly, for free entry now. Only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. I want to let you guys know that I want to thank the people at Vader Sticks, my boy Chad, and Chris over at Sabian Cymbals. You fucking hooked me up big time. And the guys over at Ludwig. These amazing guys over at Dark Horse Drums, too. Everybody's been fucking super, super nice to me. So I want to appreciate that. And I want to say, go right now, drycast.com. We have an amazing new show called Misery Loves Company that is fucking killing it. It's killing it. I can't tell you. It's off the fucking chart. I mean, I'm so proud of the network right now. Unbelievable. Florentine. We got Nick DiPaolo. We got News Whore, Mandy Statmiller, Rich and Bonnie, The Bailey J Show. We got the Comedy Cellars live at the tables coming back. And we got Misery Loves Company, just to name a few. It's fucking hilarious. Go check it out. Subscribe, review. There you go. We're back into the show right the fuck now. All right, check it. What's up? We're back.
Check it.
Scopo's not here. Should we wait for him?
No,
he'll be a few minutes.
He's gonna be a while.
Oh, really?
What the fuck are you talking about?
That was just a joke.
Oh, okay.
like the show would stop. Before we left, we were talking about a bunch of shit. Here's the real fucking thing. First of all, I said we're going to go right to the chat. So let's go to the chat real quick.
All right.
What do we got?
Big Dick wants to know who on the podcast will be the next to die. And Mega Tech Guy says Gomez dies by a knife fight outside the cellar.
Well, he'd have to get booked at the cellar.
Yeah. And he'd have to be able to afford a knife. Oh, you make money. Sorry. You can get a nice knife.
Bob, imagine I'm just making a joke that's untrue about you over and over again.
Like
Bobby's
fat?
Skinny. You Bobby's skinny. You're fat. You're fat.
Wait, just
if I kept on making skinny jokes about Bobby all day, at one point you're like, dude, I am fat.
But what money is to you and what money is to me is different.
No, yeah, you make substantially more money than me, but you've been doing comedy for 42 years.
Your money's not really money.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And Bobby's got to pay tax.
I'm doing financially better than any other comic at my level.
How about in this room?
I might be doing better than
Mark.
Maybe. Mark Norman makes a lot of money.
Norman does the road a lot.
What about him?
Schumer money.
This
too.
Guy makes pesos.
I don't know. I could be doing better than Berg.
I'm just fucking kidding.
Well, no. The point is, you keep on making the same fucking joke, and at one point, I gotta go, hey guys, I'm not actually fucking poor. I'm not actually not getting paid to do things.
Buddy,
I got a radio
live,
show. I have two podcasts that make money. I do stand up every single.
You live in
night.
Manhattan.
I'm on the road.
But who gives a shit?
What?
But who cares?
I care.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Because. The wonderful things we
Jingle.
Watch Bobby so joyously move his arms. The gayest thing.
I'm going to run out in slow motion, just watch his tits going up and down.
Bobby's like those old ladies in the pool.
There's a video of me. Probably at my fattest.
Yeah.
Because
this morning.
It was almost at my fattest.
By the way, you're gonna be sore from throwing that orange.
I was spit water on my computer. Well,
need Tommy John surgery after that.
Zodi and me, literally like in bikini underwear, some weird. Couldn't even see the shorts I was wearing,
yeah.
And me just dancing. Oiled up with like just suntan oil in the sun.
Yeah.
And I'm going. Tummy to tummy, tip to tip. And my other friend was lying on a lounge chair, and I just danced over him, tummy to tummy, tip to tip. And I put my belly button on his belly button and my dick on his, and I just lied on top of him. And I was going tummy to tummy, tip to tip, singing the song. There's a video of that. So
please,
can you find it?
It's like the Chris Farley Chippendales video.
Yeah, worse. What else we got?
Did Norman ever fuck that Sports Illustrated model from Obi and Jim?
Yeah, did you?
Oh, man, I tried.
You were really fucking mean to her.
Yeah, well, she was being a cunt.
Yeah, but they like that, though. They like when you're mean to them.
Who's they?
Women.
Hot women.
Yeah, women really like it. If you're a dick to a chick, that immediately gets her pussy wet. Yeah.
Speaking 100%. Of dicks, if you're going to send dick pics in, which they did this week, what's your email address?
Producer@YKWD.
Yeah, producer@YKWD. Don't send them to me, even though I couldn't stop looking at these strange, beautiful cocks you sent.
Yeah.
I didn't even know dicks look like that.
Really?
Dude, it was just...
Bobby hasn't seen his in years.
Dude, if you're going to make jokes about my dick, make it facts, okay?
The old turnaround.
So, please send them to them. Go ahead. So what were you saying?
So you never fucked her.
No, I tried, but I got some good jokes off her, so that was almost as good.
What's the deal with not fucking hot chicks?
That was a pretty good people? Norman.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Hey, this chick wouldn't fuck me.
Hey. Ah, she's going to fuck me. So, you know, I killed her. Anyways, give it up for Amy.
This political correctness is getting to us, huh?
I don't like that he's getting nerdier and nerdier.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to take a shot? I don't know how to say.
He's just on his phone, so excited. In America, on thing called podcast.
I was doing that. The internet is so fast here.
A lot of explaining. What is podcast? Well, the internet. What is internet? Well, a computer. What is computer?
You see, can you see a little kid? I see a little kid filling a
bandana
bucket
to
in a lake.
Norman. Right, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Mayonnaise, Boston, Munster, or mozzarella?
Mayonnaise.
For Bobby.
Mayo maize.
What do you want? What's the question?
Munster or mozzarella as a cheese?
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
Yeah.
I would say mozzarella. I mean, on what, though? Is it melted?
Yeah.
Melter,
yeah,
it's mozzarella. Know. Regular, it's fucking Munz.
I always picture Munster being just a black cheese. Because when I lived in Harlem, I'd hear people be like, yo, give me a turkey and Munster. And they call it Munster. I've never eaten Munster.
Munster's a good cheese.
Good cheese.
I think it's more versatile than mozzarella.
Yeah, it's good on a sandwich.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're taking this question that seriously.
You know, I'm off a cheat. My cholesterol was through the roof. They put me on statins.
Why?
No more cheese. Because all I did was eat fucking fat and protein for 2 years. My insides are rotten. Do not do that diet.
Really?
What, real ass diet?
What do you do?
Real ass diet. What do you do? I change everything. Now it's no fat. I can eat carbs. I can eat sugar. I eat fish.
You're doing
primarily a
no fat diet.
No fat.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you can
do the real ass diet. So as long as you're eating a lot of fruit and vegetables,
no,
you're fine.
Fat
dude.
Fucked up my.
No, you don't want to have a ton of cheese.
That could be hereditary.
It is hereditary, but I never had that problem before that diet.
All of the studies right now that are out, they're saying a high fat, high protein diet is the healthiest, and all of your vitals are great. It's out there.
I don't eat. What the fuck?
You should be eating lean meats, and you shouldn't be doing all fat in your diet. But if you're doing. Your largest portion should be from vegetables, and then you're doing lean proteins, and you're doing a little bit of fat. That's fine. Yeah. You could have cheese. You could have whole milk. Fat is healthy. There's nothing wrong with fat.
I've cut cheese. I've cut whole milk. All fat I'm cutting out because it raises my cholesterol. I know my cholesterol's gone down since I changed my diet.
You're right. You shouldn't. Here's the thing. No, in reality, you should be eating from the earth. You shouldn't be
eating
processed
foods.
What about
not? Like, what about in like the fourth dimension? Not in reality.
The what?
I hate when I get fucking MMA Lewis, fucking his serious show Lewis. In reality, the substantial fucking requests of the national.
Well, I know what I'm talking about.
All right, shut up.
Now you're
I look better.
You took the bomb.
Now
I got the bam.
Permanently?
What?
Like what it changed with your diet? Now it's permanent.
What is
forever?
Permanent? What do you mean?
Like your insides are.
No,
fat.
I'm bringing it down. I'm bringing it down. You change your diet, you alter your body. That's what happens.
Body can heal.
You are what you eat. Yeah.
If I never should have took a break. Fuck you guys! Really, I let the air out of this fucking show.
Yeah,
I'm struggling. I put the one with the captain's hat back on. Do you need that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Just sit right back and we hear a tale.
You just gotta look like it.
Like
a 3-hour pod.
Shit, you're Gilligan.
Yeah.
Now, who are you?
Skipper.
Wouldn't I be Gilligan? You're the coconut.
Not the millionaire.
Lewis is poor. Lewis is poor. Lewis is poor.
Dude, it's not true.
Look, I've got $40. I have a Metro card that's always full.
Fuck you, I have 8 free podcasts.
None of my podcasts are free.
Did you
just
actually hear?
No.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
What'd you say?
I said, Legion, you have to pay for the exclusive access to both shows.
Cool. Yeah.
You have to pay for Real Ass Dude?
No, not yet. But
you have to pay for Hammer Fisting?
Hammer Fisting's over. We're launching. We're relaunching Hammer Fisting on the Gas Digital Network. It will be exclusive to Gas Digital. So, yeah, you have to pay to get Hammer Fisting.
So many pods.
So you're going to have to pay. Wait a minute. So how's this going?
So many
what do you
pods.
Mean?
You're going to pay for Hammer Fisting?
Here's the way it works.
Why would you do that?
I'm going to tell you. It's going to be one of the... exclusive podcasts. We have a bunch of podcasts that we're going to offer for free on iTunes, a handful of episodes. Mm-hmm. And then if you pay the exclusive access, which is a small fee, you get
what's
live.
The fee? Can I ask what the fee is?
You can't announce it yet.
You don't know. Mark!
Oh, sorry, I blacked out.
This is very interesting, Mark.
Tuesdays with Snorries.
Wow. Fucking Christ.
I thought he was the dad.
Aaron, we're not pun guys, Aaron. We gotta come with energy.
All right. I like puns.
I like puns, too.
Yeah, so do I. I'm saying they don't accept them from, like, a muscly bald guy. Mm. They don't like it.
You really do look ridiculous.
I know. It's weird. It makes me happy, you know. It's what I wanted as a child, and I live with it.
Wait, I'm going to take this hat off.
Good for you.
It's get too hot.
You did it.
I did it.
So, anyways,
you know, whistles from gays. I bet gays would love you.
Fuck
chicks
yes.
have been looking at me like crazy
now.
That's
because they know you're engaged.
Yeah, they know I'm engaged. Yeah. I'm fucking swatting away pussy like fucking. Oh, it's crazy. Wow.
That's women in love.
Laura
being married.
Zooming in on you on the camera.
And the stroller.
It's the upper chest. But I've been called a fag. Called a fag at 40 seconds.
To attract women.
Oh, yeah, like, look at this. Everyone have a separate conversation.
Hang
on
1 second. Pay attention to the fucking show. Yeah. Go ahead.
When you are married, and then you have this stroller with your kid, women are like, oh,
I want to fuck that
you
kid.
You are the alpha.
A daddy. Yeah.
Because you can procreate, like your thing works, and also you are in a relationship, so you are not afraid of that. So women are very...
Biologically, women go, oh, I want that guy to take care of me. That's a thing. That's why women are like funny guys, they're like rich guys, smart guys. Yeah. It's because it's like in their head, instinctually, or in their body, physiologically, they go, I want to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm. So I should cheat.
Not really. Funny, that.
What
a
funny.
Woman can have what?
Funny, it's a sign of intelligence.
Okay.
20 or 30 kids in their life. Like, I mean, they can have 20
in
or
Argentina,
30
that's the
opportunities to have from what is 15 to 40. You said how many kids?
Laura could have 90 kids with her vagina.
Could spit them out.
They come out like this.
We can have as many as we want.
They try like a swish. They're a basketball hoop.
It's actually a backwards sound.
What were we talking about?
What?
Oh, the baby stroller.
I think this fucking
daddy. Every girl wants a daddy.
Really?
I don't know. You know, I think we also discourage women now from being moms, being housewives. Like the truthfully, women instinctually they want to take care of things. It's the truth.
Sure.
I know. When you start using big words,
what? Instinctually is a big word
to me. To you, for me, yes, it is. It just makes me laugh because I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What about all these chicks now who are like, oh, I don't want kids? You hear that a lot.
I think that's a fucking defect. I think when women say I don't want to have kids, I think that there's something wrong with that.
You're hanging with Gavin McGinnis too much.
No, I'm not hanging with Gavin at all. It's the truth. I mean, men too, if you say I don't want to have kids ever, you are going against your
nature.
Says,
it's interesting.
Nature, exactly.
It's interesting you say that because there are some guys that I know that are never going to. I know guys that are never going to have kids. Or I know guys that are never going to be in a fucking relationship. So what happens? Your 50s, fine. 60s, 70s, 80s. The end of your life and you're alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know. That fucking scares the fuck out of me.
But you know what's funny? On the other end.
Is this
now
funny
that,
or am I going to laugh at this?
No. It's not funny. You know what's crazy though?
Thank you.
It's crazy.
She's serious.
On the other end, I go, now that I got a kid, there's this weird thing where I'm like, fuck, dude, I'm going to have to deal with dying and he's going to lose me. I'm going to have to deal with maybe him being hurt at one point and now I have to go to the hospital because my kid got hurt in basketball practice or fucking got hit by a car.
Yeah.
That is really scary as well. Yeah. And that nobody really ever tells you that, and that's the only thing that I don't like about parenthood.
Well, everybody tells you that. Everybody says you're going to worry about this fuck for the rest of your life now. Once you have that kid, you're going to think about him dying all the time.
It sucks.
It's really.
You think about your kid every time a car goes by in front of my house, I'm like, I just picture Max going, da, and running, and thunk. Yeah. And
the scene from Pet Sematary, where he's just running through, and there's a truck careening down the road. Dude, we used to make fun of that scene as kids. Now that I got a kid, I can't even watch that, dude. It breaks my heart, dude. The little, and he's three, he's exactly James's age, and the fucking thing just crashes into him, and you see the little fucking boot roll down the street.
I can't imagine, like people, like kids drowned, you know? I remember the story. They went to their summer house. Their little fucking 2-year-old found a hole in the fence, crawled through it, went in the pool, and just died in the neighbor's pool. Ooh. And they're not even looking for him. And that's why my wife, I'm like, you fucking keep your eyes on that fucking kid. Yeah. He should never, ever be the fuck out of your sight.
Yeah.
I'm putting a fence in my backyard. Because I don't... the other day, I'm watching him, and then she took over. And then all of a sudden he's out front, and it's like, whoa.
Yeah. Damn.
It happens that fast. Yeah. You're like, Max. Wow. And they don't fucking know.
No.
That's why the suburbs are kind of scary too, because in the city, you there's never a time where he's like on a fucking city block by himself. He's always holding my
hand.
Have you seen
the kids like walking?
I've seen
the school kids, they walk like little ducklings holding each other's hands.
It's
in the suburbs, you don't think about it. You're like, oh, they can run around the yard or whatever.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, though, I was out front.
In the street, at four,
nobody knew where the fuck I was. I was in the woods. I was running around down the block and beat up some fucking racist white kids.
Fucking a Monte Carlo was coming. It was made of steel. There was no sensors.
Right.
It was just barreling down the street with fucking playing Led Zeppelin, and we were just in the street.
Dad, do you remember when we were fucking first started driving? How reckless we were!
Oh, the drinking alone.
Dude, I was just fucking stupid. We would just have races down the fucking side of a suburban cul-de-sac.
We tried to have burnouts. And
oh my god!
360s.
All it took us one little fucking 3-year-old to run out in front of the car, and they're gonna explode like a deer.
Buddy, I used to get around in Boston in the wintertime when I was like 10, grabbing grabbing a bumper.
We did that too.
And that was great.
I would go from one town to the next just on a bumper. Just fucking, we called it mushing.
Uh-huh.
Grab on the side of a bus. At any moment I fall, I'm fucking, there's a car a foot behind me. I'm just dead.
We did that with rollerblades. We grab on the back of the bus and we go from West Habershaw to fucking the Nanuatl.
To another gay pride parade.
Someone did that to me in the city the other day. Someone get the back, it was on rollerblades, in the back of my car. I pulled the car over.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to.
They got in the back of your car?
No, yeah, and they were following my car.
I would get out.
I pulled the car over. I was like, kiss.
Punch that bag in his face.
Get off my fucking bumper, queer.
Why are you holding onto my bumper, you psychopath?
And you still have rollerblades? Get the fuck out of here.
I just got a new car.
Ooh.
What'd you get?
Ooh,
nice. I got a... It's fucking nice. Hot.
What are we talking?
Prius? I got Ford Edge Sport.
Oh,
top
boy.
Of the line. Every fucking option you could possibly get. It parks itself.
What jacuzzi. Is a Ford Edge? I don't know what
it's a
big SUV.
It's not a big one. It's not the big one. It's not. It's the middle one. There's a little one... And then the big one, mine's a little one. It's in the middle. And it's...
leather seats.
Leather
heated.
Leather suede seats.
Suede.
Heated and cooled. My seats are AC.
Jesus.
So there's an AC button. So it's...
You got a sunroof?
Dude, it's the whole sunroof. The whole roof.
The big moon roof that open. Yeah.
It's the whole roof. Is the
car
sunroof.
Parks itself.
That's how Bobby gets in and out of the car.
So what do you do?
Now he will do the Argentinian thing. I never heard of cold seats.
Oh, yeah.
His seat is always heated. Let's be honest. It's a warm fucking seat.
What'd you say?
What is a car?
You mean you don't
itself?
Have to use
how
your
you
feet to get it going?
You just... What do you do? You go to the car in front, and then you just push it, and it parallel parks it?
You're in the car, and it perpendicular and parallel. So you can pull in, you push the button, and then you have to drive, and it looks for a spot. When it finds a spot, stop, and then you just let go of the wheel.
Fuck and then it just parks for you.
Parks
the car. That's parks. Awesome.
I literally stuck my hands out the sunroof, and it fucking just parked the car.
Dude, it fingers your wife for you? This is the best.
<That'd> be great. Yeah, it's got... It's fucking crazy, dude. So when you're driving, if there's any car in your... blind spot lights up on the wind on the
Jesus.
So it tells you that.
How far do you think
I got a front camera that sees around corners.
Oh my
god. So when you're coming out of a parking garage or something, you hit that and it will look around the corner. So you know when you come out of the garages in New York and you can't see the bike coming or the fucking idiot on a skateboard, you can see that.
Wow. That's wow.
Everything is clear, Bobby.
And then
talks to you.
Yeah, it's got fucking it.
How far
it has internet.
How far do you think we are off from having the car just literally you typing your destination?
They have it now.
Then it just goes.
Here's the thing, and I'll say this with this car. You have to, you know, it's not going to, you know, it has these sensors, but if a fucking truck flips in front of you.
Right, my car,
I'm coming down the road going over the Whitestone Bridge, and I'm flying. All of a sudden, there's a traffic jam. You ever have that where you're flying, and there's just, where there's not no traffic, all of a sudden, it's a dead stop, and you're like, I'm fucking dead.
Yeah.
We're dead. Someone's dying. That, and my car senses that and brakes for you, and the light goes off in the front. It goes, beep, 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 beep. Bim! And it scares the fuck out of you, but it literally slows the car down. So if I'm in cruise control, it automatically will sense that and just stop the car.
Yeah.
And they just said a Chinese tech company is going to try to make it commercial viable by 2018.
Wow. I think that's awesome. Wow. Yeah, I think that's great, dude. Okay, autopilot just
I like it. I like it.
That takes
down,
away some of the joy of driving.
My car actually has the manual paddles on the wheel, so I can go back and shift it myself, too. Because I used to love...
I used to love a shifter.
So I have both. But I think that the new Tesla that's coming out is going to be $30,000. Electric car. 500 miles.
That's only one third of what I make per year. Everyone.
So you could get one.
I could buy three of those this year.
Yeah,
you could get one, but you'd have to get somebody to co-sign a loan. But your credit still stinks. But
actually, also not true.
All right, fuck. Can we have any fun with you?
It's funny when you're poor.
Yeah, it's
not funny when you're rich.
Yeah, it's not better when you're doing.
I'm not rich.
So none of us in this room are fucking rich.
No,
none of us. 500 miles on one charge, which is...
Damn.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now you can go to Boston.
Right.
Right? And then... and it's going to drive itself. They actually have a car right now. Mercedes has a car out that you can buy, and when you're on the highway, you can hit the button, and it will drive. It will fucking just drive. And you can just talk to the person in front of you.
Oh, so
and just
crazy.
Hang out. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying about having control.
Yes.
That's why I'd rather drive than use the subway. But still, it is pretty cool if you're tired, right? You're just like, dude, I don't want to fuck. You think about how many times at night you're like, your eyes are going to close coming back from a gig. You're like, dude, I don't want to have to really pay attention that much. How great is it to just go fucking put it in, take me there?
Yeah, but
I
everyone's
love it.
Gonna
Can
get
you fall asleep?
Now?
Yeah.
Dude, you'll be able to fall. Like, okay, so I'm coming out of my car. The next Ford that comes out. I can start my car from the house, right? The next Ford computer that's going to be in there. So you get off a plane. You'll be able to go to your Ford app, push the button. It will start your car in the garage of the airport or wherever. Yeah.
And then come and pick you up at the gate?
But no. They have that. But
that'll happen.
They'll have that where it will come find you. But I think it's Tesla is coming out with that. Where you're going to push a button and it will come to where your fucking phone is.
Wow.
Yeah.
They said by 2020 they're going to have 10 million self-driving cars.
That's going to be the weirdest thing will be just watching cars with no one in them.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck is going on? The car's coming around again.
What is that, Gary Vee in there?
I fucking love it. I can't wait for that.
Really?
I can't wait. Let me tell you something right now. I got the... How great was my Alexa?
Oh, that shit was awesome.
I have an Amazon Echo.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, $170 you can buy off of Amazon. Yeah. It's the shit.
What is it? A smart car?
It's like Siri, but you just put it on your counter and then you go, Alexa, what's this?
Oh.
And she
answers
Wait, one of Google's cars.
That's what you have to bring in, Alexa.
Why?
So we can talk to her.
We don't need more women on the show.
She's a friend.
One of Google's self-driving cars crashed into a bus.
That happened. But that's got
to
happen.
Yeah, but that's, I guarantee you, how many fucking idiots are crashing into buses? So it's easy just to go, oh shit, one of the self-driving cars did it. But
yeah, you're gonna have accidents.
I promise it's going to be safer than idiots that don't know how to drive.
But here's what's going to happen. The car is going to go the speed limit.
Yes, I was going to say.
So you're not going to...
problem.
No, it's not a problem. It's actually good because...
Not for me.
The people that are on the highway are going to fucking be doing the speed limit now. Instead of fucking lunatics doing 90.
But then cops don't give tickets and the government, the state won't have money from tickets.
Well, and then this is where it's also going to get kind of crazy because then when they start implementing it where everybody has to do it, which I could see them creating some sort of regulations where like this is a safer way to do it, then it becomes a little bit weird. You know?
It's freedom.
Yeah.
You can't. I want to drive my own car. And they're saying, no, you have to drive this car.
Yeah, they'll never do that. It's always going to be an option. And in these cars, it's an option to have it drive yourself.
We'll see, man.
But for truck drivers, you're exhausted. You're fucking tired.
Yeah, but that...
You can,
dude, I wish
they
could be alive
Mercedes,
in 20 years.
Mercedes
is... Trucks are so big, it's going to take time for that to happen.
No, Mercedes has one.
A truck.
Dude, a truck where you push a button, autopilot, it fucking drives.
Yeah.
And the chair actually moves back, turns sideways, and becomes a bed.
What?
You can literally just take a fucking nap. If you have the sensors on my car, can park it.
Can you be a drunk though? In that case, would they allow you to drink and drive? Because you're not driving.
Probably
why
not.
Though?
They wouldn't allow it.
If you could sleep, but you're not allowed to have a
fucking
soda.
Don't yell at us.
It's Puerto Rican questions about cars.
Can you rape in a car?
I'm not a rapist.
The computer made me do it.
Let it be known, guys, I don't actually rape.
All right, we know you don't.
Come on, you're rich,
I have a lot
rape.
Of money. I don't rape, okay?
Anymore. Rich Lewis doesn't rape.
Ever since I got into the new tax bracket, yeah.
You'll be raping again when you get that car.
I got this new, I tell you, I got this fucking Alexa. It's, you put it on your table in the kitchen. It jumps onto your internet. It hooks up to your Google Calendar. I got an app for it. You literally just go, Alexa, what am I doing today? Tells you your fucking schedule. Alexa, how much traffic? There's an hour and 45 if you go to the side. Alexa, wow. Anything, whatever you want to spell, what you want to know a fact.
How much money does Lewis make?
That is not documented. yeah, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah,
and it's only, what's that?
Self-driving truck, yeah. They're talking about it now.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Wow. Say bye to trucker meth.
Well, it's fucking great. I think the technology is great, and Boston Robotics. If they had that dog.
That's amazing.
Fuck that. They actually got one that stands up and walks now, like a human.
Yeah.
Opens a door.
I saw that.
And you can't kick it down. They have a motorcycle, okay, that you get in it like a car, and it cannot be knocked over. If a car hits it, it still doesn't get knocked
just
over.
Just slice your
like
leg off.
Like a gyroscope? Well, it keeps it up.
Exactly.
The downside is that people will lose jobs. For example, the truck, self-driving truck.
No, but they'll make jobs.
No. You're going to always need a human being behind the wheel.
Yeah, and also beyond that.
Look,
how long?
Bobby, really? Bobby, look at the photo. The guy's driving.
No,
the truck.
I agree.
That's his iPad he's holding. I think he's controlling.
No, I agree. I agree with him because you will end up. Eventually, it will be just self-driving trucks. One day down the road, I guarantee that's the case. We're gonna have. You can press a button. But the truth is, how many jobs are you creating by creating an entire industry?
You're not going to be on this
high-end
planet.
Technology.
Exactly, but you're not going to be alive.
I guarantee you will. You won't be alive because you're going to have a heart attack, but he'll probably be alive for at least 40 more years.
He's the fucking Argentinian steaks. Have you seen those? This guy's cholesterol is worse than this fucking Jews over here.
But yeah, all that, the idea that robots will take everyone's jobs, that's just creating new industries. Technology only helps
changes,
the industry.
It does, but it's going to take away jobs from fucking just those blue-collar guys.
Yeah, but
it's going to give jobs to nerds like Mark and
that's
his
not true.
People.
There's still going to be guys that are packing boxes in those fucking factories.
No, they're not because the boxes are going to...
There's
they're
studies
already,
that have been done.
Already,
this isn't an
they're already fucking getting... They're already using robots to fucking... Amazon is robots.
Yeah.
There's nobody in the fucking... They have very few people in the warehouse. So
right. Amazon is hurting the economy, Bob.
No, Amazon is great for the economy. It's great for us, but their warehouses don't have people in them anymore. It's a fucking robot pallet that weighs it and brings it to the truck and goes on the truck. The whole conveyor belt. Go to B&H Photo. Amazon uses that electronic computer system to ship stuff all around. That used to be a guy.
Well,
loading,
now they're also
but,
doing
but
drones.
That used to be a guy loading a fucking box and
forklift.
Putting it on him. Exactly. It doesn't exist anymore. So yes,
know, but I'm saying that blue one guy collar, loading a box. So
that blue collar guy is gone. Is getting
true.
Out. He's gonna
it's
have
not all engineers that are working at Amazon. There's still blue collar guys that are sweeping the floor.
Of course there is. I'm not saying that it's over, but
it's creating way more jobs than it's
taking away. Buddy, you're crazy. Tobles. There's one fucking person in the toll booth, and the rest are all Easy Pass. Those are all blue-collar jobs. Gone. State jobs. My wife's father was a toll booth guy. State job, pension, everything for the rest of his life. Gone.
Yeah.
Why? Fucking technology.
Okay.
Gone.
Yeah.
Blue-collar jobs will be replaced by fucking technology. When they learn how to fucking... When a guy can put a suit on and pick up a fucking 1,000... pound box, they're not going to need five guys on a forklift. They're going to have one guy do it.
I think
they're always going to have guys.
I think it depends also in which part of society are you.
I don't know
if
why
you
I
have the
getting...
money to enjoy technology.
I do.
Well, so it's good for us. It's good for us. But
Lewis,
if we are poor,
everybody,
we are
Lewis
losing
has
jobs.
We're talking about me.
We know, Lewis.
What about landscaping? Once they figure out how to make that.
Dude, I almost bought. There's a fucking lawnmower right now that
it's Miguel. You just say Miguel, cut the lawn.
I have him. Seriously, it's a robot, so it's like the Roomba, whatever the fuck that is. You just put it in and it will mow your fucking lawn. That's it. There's fucking it. I have a chainsaw,
a weed whacker, of all the shit on one thing.
What?
Yeah, it's damn. One battery, one thing. So technology's taking over fucking jobs, man. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I love it, though. It's not scary. I think it's great.
What's going to happen when someone hacks into the computer and fucks up the job?
They mow your lawn wrong. What's going to happen then?
That'll be a horror movie.
I already got it.
I don't know. I love technology. I love it. The new robots they're going to have in your house is going to be fucking great for us. To be able to just ask it any questions creatively, to fucking be able to sit down and just have it do something. I mean, we can talk to our phones now, and you can do a text without typing while you're driving.
Right.
Without touching your phone.
Voice.
That's fucking...
You really just went back like 5 years in technology. That's been around forever.
Hey, Siri.
We're talking about the future.
Hey, Siri just came out this year.
Hey, what? Siri.
Hey, Siri. Well, you don't have to touch your phone. Well, you just say, if it's plugged in... You can now the new iPhones this year, you can just go, hey Siri, and it automatically goes on.
I get it.
You used to have to be able to touch it. You had to actually manually fucking do something. Mm-hmm. My Alexa, you don't have to fucking touch it. Anywhere in the house, just say, Alexa,
get your
play
hands
Elvis.
Off me, Bobby.
Scopa, you're out of a gig soon.
You have your own podcast producer.
Break up Alexa soon.
Yeah.
Alexa, kill Chris Scopo. All right, fuck this.
But Bobby, he has nothing.
I should kill Luis J. Gomez. He has $62,000 in the bank.
Please give him the bump bandana. That joke stunk.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here, man. This has been a great show.
Fun show.
Yeah, really fucking. Thanks for coming on, dude. Aaron,
thank you for having me.
What do you got, buddy? What do you got, Aaron, besides fucking too much muscle?
Steroid addiction.
I'll be training arms this afternoon. I'll be in Poughkeepsie this Saturday at Laugh It Up Comedy Club. Come out and see that.
That's a cool place, dude.
Is it? Really cool
what
place,
night are you going?
Saturday.
Well, on your way back, maybe we'll hit the Porterhouse.
Where's that, in Jersey?
It's over the Tappan Zee.
Okay.
Right over the Tappan Zee in Montvale, and they're open until 3.
That's the place where we can smoke
inside. The
steak
inside. And, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll do that.
Let's LA it, maybe.
Okay.
Let's not New York it where it's definite. We'll see what happens.
Right. Next week, March 24th to 26th, I'll be in Vancouver at Yuck Yucks, headlining there.
I want to work there. I met the guy.
I'll tell them to book you.
I do. I want to come. All right, work that out. And it's like $9,000 to fly to Vancouver.
Ask Alexa.
I got a stopover. I didn't get a direct flight. And April 30th, I'm recording a new CD, Mr. Manners Live, at the Standing Room in Long Island City. 2 shows. So come out and see that. And I'm
on
Twitter.
You're doing it at the Standing Room?
Aaron Berg Comedy.
Terrible idea.
What, are you crazy?
It's like a live reading from the book, so it's better to do it in an all space.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was a comedy album.
Not comedy.
Oh, it's your book. You're reading a book.
Yeah, but it's
that sounds entertaining.
Book.
Regular David Sedaris over here.
Yeah. Oh, he is a smart guy.
That'll be great. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
What do you got there?
I have my show April 7th, New York Comedy Club, the Argentinians Rancho.
Okay.
This is the second show. So
is it all Argentinians?
No. There is.
In
the first one, I was supposed to have Mark, but he couldn't come. So I had Ari Shaffir and Gary Vider.
Yeah.
Maybe the next one.
I'd love to do it.
And anyone that wants to come to a show.
Oh, boy. Don't throw that out. Yeah? Scopo's still here.
And
I would love to come on.
Scopo, booked.
Nice. All
please,
right.
If you want, announce that you are in the show.
I can't work with Scopo, though. No, I'm kidding. If I would do it,
And the first one was a sold-out show. Was great
when
show.
Is it Wednesday?
April? No, it's a Thursday. I used to be on Saturdays, and they moved me to Thursdays because it was sold out. So they're like, it's good.
All right, cool.
April 7th, 8 p.m.
Okay.
Also, send 12 cents a day for his daughter for the price of a cup of coffee.
Or just buy a lime.
Go on limes.com.
Bring an orange.
Limes.ar.
Hey, where's the best Argentinian steakhouse in New York? Have you found it?
The thing is, that is a big thing that we can discuss for half an hour, but I don't go to steakhouses. We don't eat that in Argentina.
What do you eat?
Bugs.
The thing is, my mother used to prepare steak every lunch. So for me, it's not something special.
A,
yeah.
Lewis is such a dick. He's got dick down.
I used to eat steak 3-4 times a week at my house. So for me, it's not something special.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I don't go to steakhouses.
Yeah.
And then when we were taking clients.
Hey, buddy.
Is
there a lot. I just want a steakhouse.
I don't know. The answer is like.
Yeah, I just wanted some of your meat.
No wonder you've already done an hour.
In my house with the family and my mother used to... All right.
Is that like a Brazilian steakhouse, the Argentinian? Like
it's
all you could eat?
Argentinian steakhouse.
No, it's not
it's
the
not,
same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
But they have it's a skirt steak that kind of... You ever get the steak that kind of folds out and it's thin and long?
Yeah.
It's my favorite steak ever. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. And they cook...
Yeah. We did a
I can tell you
thing.
Two places in Buenos Aires where you will eat the best steak in your life.
Go there.
Let's go to... Let's go. How far much
does
it cost?
I am going
there?
To be performing in Argentina from middle April to all May.
I'll be at the Chuckle Hut in Santiago.
It's literally a hut.
I will be at the Chicken Shed in my uncle's backyard.
The comedy
you already have the bombing. The bombing bandana.
I will be doing two shows at the Emlo Mind. All right, cool. Wow. Let's
try to save it with the
AuzoLimes.com.
He called you out of the bomb and he tried to do another one.
I'm going
to
sink this fucking ship. I'm fucking taking this ship down as the captain.
I was playing violins as the ship's going down.
Lewis, what do you got besides nine? Everybody, hold on for this.
I'm all right, I got live shows. April 8th, I'll be back on Fox News Red Eye, so check that out, guys. April 15th and 16th, I will be up at the new Ha Comedy Club in Westchester.
Yeah.
Where is that?
Check that out. It's just opened up.
Where?
I don't know. Westchester. Somewhere in Westchester.
Westchester's huge.
Well, right. Just fucking look up Ha Comedy Club. I promise you can find it. then I'll be in Los Angeles April 17th through the 20th.
What are you doing out there?
Tony Hinchcliffe's Kill Tony and
that's
a bunch of other shows. Really funny.
Yeah.
I'll be in Vegas from the 21st to the 23rd covering UFC 197.
Wow. With who?
With Mike Bisping doing the countdown.
So you're doing they're flying you out?
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so happy for you.
It's going to be fun, dude.
I told you, that's where you're fucking, that's your pocket.
No,
that's
I remember you telling me that I'm not that good at comedy and that I should just be doing MMA broadcasting. I remember.
I never said that.
I'll hold it.
I never said you were good at comedy.
I'll hold it to my death.
First of all, I never said you weren't good at comedy. I think you're great at comedy. I brought you. You made that up in your head. I've never said that.
I'm only thanking two people on my album. You're one of them.
I said you're great at MMA. You should fucking focus on that because you're really good at that, and you did, and now you're going to fucking cover the thing with Michael Bisping and you're fucking
grand.
Paying for you. I said that's why I initially liked you, because you're hammer fisting and your fucking dedication to the sport and you know everything about it and you're funny when you do it, and now it's paying off, so go fuck you. Give me back my UFC bag I gave you.
Oh yeah, you did.
Yeah, and the fucking jacket.
Damn.
Keep going.
And the fucking other shirts.
There's more.
And the other jacket. And the other bag. And the money. And the time. And the dedication I put into you.
And the orange you threw at him.
And then also, we're doing next week, we're doing a benefit in Pennsylvania. I think people can get tickets for that.
When is that?
That's next Saturday.
Bobby.
Not this Saturday.
Next Saturday.
I'm there.
It'll be a problem.
I'm there, buddy.
Fucking cancel. It's in Pennsylvania. Well, we'll post it because I don't have the information. You don't have it.
Oh, yeah. Benefit gig.
Bobby doesn't have it on this.
Me, Scopo, and Bobby in Pennsylvania doing this benefit.
Yeah, I mean you guys out there, right?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Yeah. And go to, obviously, check out Legion of SanSanAnthonyCumia.com. Yeah. Real Ass Podcast on the brand new Guest Digital Network and the Countdown every Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, SiriusXM.
What are you fucking reading?
I forgot something, Bobby. Can I go
back?
Yeah,
what, talking
in
into the microphone?
Yeah.
Can you please push the mic up?
Sorry.
See how the Argentinian guy's doing it?
Oh, yeah. I have a podcast now with Gino Bisconti. It's called In Hot Water. Yeah.
And
it's
very
enjoyable.
The working title is Two Hacks in a Tub.
No, we're going to call it Old Hacks, but yeah.
Is that what you feel like? Somebody's pouring hot water in your head?
No, we were going to do it in a hot tub, but then we decided not to because the noise.
Right.
The noise meaning Gino.
This is really the most.
Jesus, that guy.
Yeah, no shit.
Love him to pieces, but Lord
actually,
almighty.
Actually, last time he was on the show was 3 years ago, and I will never.
Too loud.
I shut his mic off.
Really?
I kept shutting it off. I was like, fuck you.
The thing with Eisenhower is.
And then I will not. Not in a million years would I have him back on. Literally.
We'll see the self-driving cars first.
Go ahead.
All right. My April's kind of blocked out. I'm in Melbourne Festival. I don't know if you got any Australian.
Yeah.
What is that?
What's it when?
Yeah.
April.
Is that just for laughs?
Melbourne Comedy Fest.
Cool. That's a
April
great festival.
April 5th or something. And then
say hi to Kelly.
Yeah,
she's probably hawking a one-woman show.
Oh, she hit you up trying to get on the show?
She hit you up? Already hit me up.
Oh, are you on? Did you put her on?
No. But,
Hello?
Mark? Have to dig out of that hole.
Right.
Hello?
Because she doesn't even have the advantage of having an accent. Like, hear that work to your advantage. There is just, she is what she is.
She's droning on for half an hour.
I'll say hi to her.
What the fuck is this, Mike? I had anal fissures.
Maybe banger?
No.
Did
you?
I?
Maybe down there?
No.
Why not there?
Tons of Australian
whores. She's fucking
bad. Why would I pick
the one that you knew?
Yeah.
I want you to fuck her in the butt and open up that fissure again.
Yeah. Holy fissure.
God. So she'll lose weight.
You opened it.
Come on, let's go.
All right. Then I'm in May. I'm at Zany's in Nashville. Yeah. I'm at the Funny Bone in Newport. And the Comedy Mix of Vancouver in the end of May. And follow me on Twitter, at Mark Norm. And listen to Tuesdays with Stories with me and Joe List. Who doesn't want kids ever, by the way?
Weird.
Joe List. Didn't want kids at all. Never wanted them. And then one fucking rainy day, I was like, she went, do you want kids? And I was like, yeah, I think I do.
Damn.
So that, yeah. You guys tried for a while, too.
Well, yeah, we didn't want, I mean, she didn't want kids. We used to go on vacation and go, look at, like, those people with kids. Yeah. And be like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't care about kids at all until I had them. Now I love kids.
We stayed in a hotel. We would stay in these, we would stay in no kids hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Like, we would look for, because we want those fucks near us. And then one time she booked a hotel.
It was an all-kids hotel.
It was a lot of kids and families. I was fucking miserable. Miserable. I remember I was in the jacuzzi.
Because they're too honest.
And they
the
fucking
kids.
Just came up to me, and they were just like, hey. And I was like, get the fuck
Hey, you're fat.
Hey, what are you doing?
I wasn't fat then. Oh. Well, I didn't know. We have to, if a joke isn't real, we have to say it.
Oh. Yeah.
That's the thing now, right?
I see. You kept on slamming it home.
Oh, whatever. Maybe someday you'll make enough money to go on vacation.
Oh! Yeah, I'm boning this girl now with an IUD. I'm jizzing all in there. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best.
Jizzing in there is the best.
Coming
best.
Inside is the best.
The best.
Coming inside when you're married and it's another girl is the best. That's the best.
There
just jizzing in a fucking new vag.
Just so good, dude.
Oh, just so much cum. It comes out of her asshole.
Some guys are afraid of it. Some guys are
I love shooting a bunch of Maxes in there. Yeah.
It's the best. I don't get to do it. I pull out now.
I like seeing it, too. That's also fun, shooting it all
over. It doesn't feel as good pulling out.
There's nothing like coming and not seeing it.
Yeah. No.
The other thing is the terrible when she gets up and it drips out.
Yeah. Then it becomes her problem, though. I like that. If I shoot it all the place, I got to get her a towel and help her clean up.
If it's your bed, it's your problem.
If I shoot it inside of her, she has to get up and hold her pussy like
cup her hands. You slob. Yeah.
She runs over the bathroom.
Get it on me. Get away.
And shoots it out of her pussy into the toilet. You hear her queef.
Yeah.
That was my pussy, not my asshole.
I love a queef. I love making a girl queef.
I hate that.
Coming inside.
I love it. The vagina's talking to you.
Ugh, fuck, I hate that. Just her fucking.
I came the other day and it made the New York, New York logo. Like, that's how much cum came out.
I try to draw a swastika every time I come.
Well, let's end on a bomb.
Nope, Lauren left. Lauren left.
Lauren
left.
Lauren, did you laugh?
Lauren left.
Bomb. Well, no, you're taking it.
Thank you.
All right, we're getting the fuck out of here. You guys have been the best ever. Go to my dates. Real quick. I do, I got one.
Oh, I'm sorry. April 23rd, 2016, the Renaissance Theater in Kingsport, Tennessee.
Yeah. Go right now. Where is that? On my website, right? Go to RobertKellyLive.com. Next week, I have the benefit with these two fucking eggheads. And then read that again. When is it?
April 23rd, Renaissance Theater, Kingsport, Tennessee. I got some dates, by the way.
Okay. Let me get through my... then we're going right to you. Let's go to you first. You go.
I got... this weekend, I'm with Dan Soder at the Brokerage. So if you're listening live...
Fun room.
Come check that out. And then next Thursday, I'm at Harris with Andrew Schultz.
What's that noise?
It's Lewis.
It's Lewis.
Oh, Lewis.
Yeah.
What are you, on the phone?
Yeah.
What are you, fucking ass? The show's not over. Sit down.
It's over.
It's not over.
You said it was over.
No, it isn't. I'm still talking. Fucking asshole. Go ahead.
Okay. If you want to send anything to the studio, send it to YKWD Podcast or Robert Kelly at 117 McDougal Street, New York, 10012. And send us your dick pics.
Or pussy pics or tit pics.
Or tit pics at producer@riotcast.com.
Don't send more dick pics to me. You send them to the producer at Riotcast.
Yeah, we discussed this last time of the show. There's nothing funny about pussy or tit pics.
They sent us dick pics. You want to see them?
Dick pics are hilarious.
Let's see them.
I want all the dicks.
I want to see the pussies, too.
She's got them. All right, so listen. Here's the thing. Go to RobertKellyLive.com for all my dates. What do I want to say?
I think that's it, dude.
No,
that's
also
it.
On May 22nd, we're going to be doing Podfest. And
oh yeah, yes. We're doing a big show. Lewis, you're on it, right?
Podfest, yeah, yes. Doing it, yeah.
We're May doing me, Dan, Joe, Lewis on Podfest. It's going to be amazing. So make sure you get your tickets. How do they get them?
Everything's up on our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Or you can go to New York NYC Podfest on Twitter, and they have everything there, or
yeah,
.com.
Get your tickets now. It's a small venue. Let's fucking get this sold out and done with. You guys are the best. What else we got? Anything else?
That's it.
All right, you guys are the best fans in the world. Thanks for listening to my show. Thanks for following all these fucks on their Twitter and Instagram. Go to their shows live. Please support live comedy. Tell them you heard them from this show right here. I'll see you guys next week. You know what, dude? Bye.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs. Shitty jobs. Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.